Hi, this is Marv Wolfman, creator of Deathstroke and Bullseye and Teen Titans and many others.
I'm Amy Gumenick, known for Mary Winchester on Supernatural and Carrie Cutter, a.k.a. Cupid, on Arrow.
Hi, this is Fred Tatasciore.
Hey, it's Jess Harnell, Wacko from Animaniacs and Ironhide of the Transformers.
Hi, this is Vanessa Marshall. I play Hera on Star Wars Rebels.
This is Chris Sullivan. You may know me as Taserface.
Aye, Zordon, the Power Rangers are in trouble. And you are listening to the Fandom Podcast.
And you're listening to the Fandom Podcast because you know what's good.
You're listening to the Fandom Podcast. Hip-ha!
Welcome to the Fandom Podcast, episode 150. I'm going to say it on this one because I don't normally do it, but it's episode 150.
Close enough.
We're excited. We're celebrating this. So this is the show that brings together geeks and nerds from across the fandomverse to analyze the news and discuss your favorite TV, movies, comics, and books. This week, we are taking questions from the fans. So this is the 150th Q&A extravaganza. You're going to make me spell extravaganza? But first, do you want the truth? He's Nick English.
Like, seriously, do you think you can handle the truth?
Oh, that's where you're going with that. Okay.
I was just going for him to yell it.
You can't handle the truth!
There you go. Now his wife's going to be like, why is the kids awake now? Why is the kid awake? You yelled so loud you woke up your unborn child. How do you feel about that? So, all right. And he has the answer to life, the universe, and everything. He is Jeff Dumas.
It's 42. We have the answer. The answer's easy. It's 42. It's the question we're still working on.
Oh. Well, then, are you pondering what I'm pondering? I'm Brandon Ushio.
For a second, I thought you were waiting for one of us to respond. Like, oh crap, wait.
I think so, Brain, but how are we going to get a monkey to floss?
Where are we ever going to get rubber pants?
Rob Paulson has so many of those answers. Like, I don't think I've ever heard him say the same one twice on any interview. He's amazing. Anyway.
And Pinky and the Brain is going to be back on Animaniacs
Pinky
on their Hulu
the
show.
Brain. I met Pinky and the Brain. They're awesome people.
Brain. They are hilarious. Okay, so here is the deal. This week we reached out and let me back up a little bit. So Nick and Jeff, we're talking, planning our 150th episode extravaganza. And Nick and Jeff say, hey, we should do a Q&A. And I said, really? I don't think people are going to have Q&As. And then they're like, well, I guess we can try it and see what happens.
They're going to have Qs, but not As.
Well, okay. All right. So I didn't think we were going to get the Qs. I definitely don't have the As for all of these Qs that we got, though. So I want to start this out by saying we have like awesome people who contribute to this. We have so many questions that a couple of them we might sneak out and do episodes on, or we might just answer them here really briefly and then do episodes on them, because these are some really good questions here. I am glad that Nick and Jeff have faith in humanity, where I'm a cynical old man.
We just didn't want to come up with an actual episode idea, and this one seemed easier.
That is absolutely not the case.
Well,
at least in my opinion. Okay, I guess I'm the only optimistic one here.
Nick is the only optimistic one here. That's the news story, people. Oh wait, we're not on the news. We're on discussion. Okay,
it's also not news.
So because we have so many questions, let's like just jump joke. Right into these. Let's just jump right into these. Okay, our very first question came in via email from producer Andrew over at the Protagonist Podcast. He wrote in and he's got several questions here for us. Very first question is, you're trapped on a desert island. You can each bring a novel, a TV series, a movie, a comic book, and a video game. What are your five pieces of media to keep you company on the island? And I am going to let's go around. Not everyone picks everything. Let's talk about books right now. Okay, so we can each bring a novel. Nick, what's your novel?
Do I get a series or just one book?
I don't know. I don't know. Like,
because if I get a series, I'd probably go with Harry Dresden. I don't know.
But that's like 9 million pages.
I'm surprised you
or
didn't go
Wheel
of
Time.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd go for, quality, not quantity.
If it's one book, my favorite book ever is, well, okay, I don't know if it's my favorite book ever, but for a very long time it was. Ender's Game was my favorite book for a very long time. So
that is one that has been circling on my list. I'm having a hard time making choices here. Okay, Jeff, what is your novel?
Now I'm all of a sudden regretting making fun of Nick for giving this forethought. Probably The Rookie by Scott Sigler. It's the one I can reread a lot.
Good choice. I'll read that when we're on the island together.
You're not on my island. Get your own island.
Dang it! Get your own island.
Hey, let's have an island island lending library. Take a book, leave a book. And when you only have one book, that's kind of important.
Hey, I've got 14 in Wheel of Time.
Well, if we're doing series, okay. I've got 5 GFL and 4 novellas, so I got 9.
Dude, maybe Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter is also
that's something
a good
you just
choice.
Read over, over, over. One. So I'd probably do Harry Dresden though, because I just really love those.
I couldn't get through the second.
That's
one.
That's what I.
Audiobook.
See, and I, you know, Wheel of Time is just really slow in the middle, so I'm Wheel of Time out. Harry Dresden, that's my final answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, but okay. We were actually looking for, and Brandon says his answer, and all of a sudden this Q&A.
But that would require that I have an answer.
All of a sudden this Q&A turned into a game show, and Brandon tricked us.
Oh, and now you just lost the point, Jeff, because you pointed it out. All right.
How can I point out a hypothetical?
Well, I don't know. I've got this soundboard on here with some game show sounds, so.
I'm also ill in this episode. If people listen to the news, I'm still ill.
So, all right. Okay. So I let you cheat. I let you go with a book series. So I'm going to go with a book series as well. I am going to go with The Stormlight Archives by Brandon Sanderson. Mostly because, I don't know, I'm having a hard time with.
Hypothetical. Do I get a deck of cards on this island? Just to get a quick yes or no. Like, you know,
I'm going to say no.
No? Okay, never mind then.
You have to learn how to make them out of coconuts.
Okay, well, if I learn to make a deck of cards, I want the Royal Road to Card Magic. That's it's a good book. Continue. I was just stalling. All right,
so I'm going with the Stormlight Archives, which is by Brandon Sanderson. It's they're big and they're thick and they're fun stories and lots of things that you can reread many times. I also like the Kingkiller Chronicles, I think is what they call it, by Patrick Rothfuss, but I think I'm gonna go with Stormlight because Patrick Rothfuss can't get me my third book and I'm dying because of that.
You know,
so
I'm gonna change my answer to the dictionary because we're gonna need kindling on this island, and you know, just and, you know, there you go,
dude. That's what wood is for, leaves or
coconuts.
It doesn't say how long you're on this coconuts. Island like eventually we could run out of trees.
We're getting way too into this.
all right, TV series, Nick, go.
All right, so just on pure length, I'm going to say the WWE entire Monday Night Raw reign, longest running weekly episodic television show in history.
I legitimately thought you were going to say Doctor Who.
That's my second one. If I can't do live because they're going to continually come while I'm on this island...
I'm assuming you get everything up to the island.
But Doctor Who would be for my joy and pleasure. I mean, WWE's great, whatever. And there's like endless storylines that are recycled 100,000 times through the course of, you know, 20, 30, 50 years. But depending on how far back you go. Anyway, there you go. Oh, it's 25 years. They're celebrating 25 years this month. So it's been on for 25 years, WWE Monday Night Raw.
Cool. Your show's older than I am. Excuse me. I'm going to go with quantity. I'm going to go with The Simpsons.
Oh, that's a good choice. There's a good lot. There's a lot of shows in that one, and there's a lot of parodies of a lot of other shows. So you kind of get a lot of choices with that. My thought process on this, and okay, correct. If you guys feel like you need to call me out on this, feel free to call me out on this. But I'm going to go with Star
Boo!
Trek.
Oh, wait, what? I'm sorry. I just assumed.
No, that's a good choice.
So
Do you get all series?
It just says TV
series. That's what I'm going with because it's Star Trek. I'm going with the one franchise.
You can have all of the Star Trek franchise. Not the movies, though.
That's okay. That's okay. So I've got the original series, The Next Generation. I have Voyager. I have Deep Space Nine. I have Discovery.
And that's all the Star Trek there is. I almost said Star Wars. That's all the Star Trek. There are no other Star Trek series.
What are we talking about with Enterprise? That's just the ship's name, right?
It's funny. Like, I say this as if I'm some hardcore Star Trek fan. I've never seen an episode of Enterprise. I'm vaguely familiar with the other ones, you know. It's like, anyway, yeah,
dude, I've watched like a couple season, maybe, I don't know, I didn't get very far in Enterprise.
If I could take the entire franchise, I would take the entire franchise. If I had to pick just one, I would probably pick Voyager. And that's kind of surprising for a lot of people, because it's actually one of the least well-received series in the franchise. But I like it because I'm a sucker for we're trying to get home stories. And if we're on a desert island, what else would you want except for a, hey, I'm trying to get home?
Do you really
want
to watch a trying to get home? It's like being stranded without food and deciding you only want to watch Kitchen Nightmares. You know, it's like...
Kitchen Nightmares, who, maybe like Chopped.
That was the first... Kitchen Nightmares was
cooking
the first
show,
like,
that you thought?
Definite. This
Iron
is
Chef America.
Cooking.
Like
the
making...
Great British Bake Off.
Oh, such a good show. It is such a good show. But it's actually called The Great British Baking Show.
Well, it depends on where you're watching it from.
I know. So. I know.
Okay. Comic book. Nick, go with the comic book.
Batman. Hush. My favorite comic book ever.
That's a good one.
So are we talking individual comic book or are we talking story arc?
Batman. The entire story arc.
80 years of Batman. Oh. That sounds like cheating.
But yeah, just my comic book, like trade paperback or one volume that I could grab, I would say Hush. I love that.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
I had to go with The Walking Dead because it's an easy start, easy finish.
Which arc would you pick, though?
Why do
volume
I have,
one.
Why do I have to pick an arc? You know, it's all one big book. It's all one big long story.
They literally have volume 1, 2, and 3. Like, is that as far as they've gone? How many are there?
I have 3.
No, they have individual trade paperbacks.
Yeah, I know too.
So
but
there's
like
a whole bunch. There's individual issues, then there's trades, and then there's compendiums.
And then there's compendiums.
I have three compendiums. I don't think they quite got to 4.
Yeah, I think that's where they're at right now.
That being said, the new issue.
Just
of
take that.
Dead,
I'm okay with that.
Go read new issue of Walking Dead. It ends on like a heart stab, but in a good way. Anyway, that was a tangent.
I haven't read, I'm not current on that. So, my pick, I would have to pick the Batman Eternal storyline. This was the weekly series that they came out with a few years ago. And it's just kind of fun because it introduces you to several of the characters in the Bat family and helps you to understand who they are and how they act. You also get a kind of the rogues gallery of villains showing up in there. And so that's the one that I would go with. If it's cheating a little bit because they broke it into two trades, but it's, you know, it's the one story arc. If I had to pick just one trade, I would pick the Court of Owls, Batman Court of Owls. And it's interesting that I chose those because I'm not a huge Batman fan. But I really like those stories. Those are really interesting stories. All right, video game. What video game would you have forever?
Minecraft. Nick? Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Minecraft. It's
Minecraft.
That's a good choice, Jeff. I was trying to think of something. I didn't go computer, which is weird. I probably should have. Oh, if we're going computer, I'd say Civilization.
Yeah, you want something that can keep you busy.
I'm sorry. Sorry. If it was console, I would say NBA 2K because I can just play that forever. That's the most played, like, overplayed game that I have, which is weird. But sports game, weird.
So part of me would be like, hey, I want to do an MMO because then I can tell somebody who's on this MMO.
I'm stuck on a desert island. Also, heal me. Come save me. Also, I'm stuck.
World of Warcraft.
On
that's not a bad choice.
So, but I haven't played World of Warcraft in a long time. I kind of got addicted to it shortly after I got married. My brother. He's played it since like day one, and I think he still plays it. But I thought to myself, hey, haven't spent a lot of time with my brother lately. I should do something that I can spend time with him. And so I jumped into World of Warcraft, and then I started playing it way too much, and so I had to quit for my sanity and for my marriage, basically. So World of Warcraft, if you would have talked to me 10 years ago. However, in the past, I'm going to say probably 3-4 years now, there has been one game that has been on every phone that I have had, and I pulled up on the computer every once in a while and play, and it is the only game that like is consistently on my phone. I try out lots of things, but this is the game that has persisted. And it's a game called 2048. And it's just a stupid puzzle slider tile game. And it's just one of those mindless games that, you know, it just gets my brain thinking about numbers. And when my brain starts thinking about numbers, it stops thinking about other things. So this would probably be good for a desert island. It would be a great way for me to, that I can stop thinking about my situation. So I'm going to go with 2048, which is a mobile game. So
you have your phone. Why are we stuck on an island?
There's no cell tower.
This is a really poorly thought out question, Andrew. I mean, thank you for sending in the questions, Andrew.
Okay, Captain Semantics.
Did he send in a question?
That's what we do here. No, that was a good question.
Missed one.
I missed a movie. Okay, so what movie are we bringing with us? And I have a feeling I know what Nick's is, but go ahead, Nick. What movie?
What
are you
do you guess?
My guess is Clue. Bride.
Oh,
it's not Clue. What is yours?
Princess Bride.
Yep,
that was my guess. Right. That's not my movie. It's...
Princess Bride would be the movie that I would watch over and over. I can always watch. Clue is a close second.
Clue is probably not a bad choice, but it's just not his choice. I would go with The Prestige. Because I don't think I'd want one of the Marvel movies because it just make me sad that I'd be missing the rest of the cinematic universe. So I'm going to go the one off The Prestige.
Okay, The Prestige. I am going to go with, you know what? This is dumb. This is a dumb movie. And you're learning a lot about me here. And I guess that's the point of this. The one movie that I can watch over and over and over again.
Mighty Ducks 2.
No. Actually, I might be able to do that one. This is one that I don't own it. It's funny because I don't own this movie. But like whenever it's been on Netflix or any of the other streaming services and I see it, this is one that I turn on. And I don't have to sit and watch, but I can. Is A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
Oh, that show.
Why did you think that'd be a bad choice? That's a great movie.
It's a dumb movie though. It's not really.
That is such a quotable great movie. Oh my gosh, I have so many things that I use in my day-to-day life from that movie. But that movie for me, like Your Knight's Tale, is Major League for me. I watch Major League whenever it's on TV. It's the most ridiculous show ever. But I just love it.
Yeah, I mean it's just one of those shows. It's like, oh, it's there. I'm going to watch it.
I was worried.
And that's American President for Lena. American President for Lena.
I like American President. That's a good one.
So. All right. This kind of leads into our next question, actually.
It does. So if you could expand that to 5 movies, so you're no longer on a desert island. We got off.
But we're still stuck only watching 5 movies.
Yeah, but like the internet's gone down and you've only got 5 DVDs, not even Blu-rays, just DVDs in your closet. What 5 movies would you want those to be?
Okay, you've already said 2 of mine.
So Princess Bride and Clue. Princess Bride, yeah.
Okay, one of my favorite movies ever is Desperado with Antonio Banderas. I love that movie.
There's currently a picture of Antonio Banderas above Nick's toilet.
Yes, which...
That's another story.
I'll tell you the story of why that is. Because my brother-in-law one day was really fed up with the fact that in his bathroom was just all daisies, and so they had this flowery frame like right next to the toilet, and one day without telling his wife he put a picture of Robert De Niro from Ronin inside of that frame, this flowery frame, because he wanted one manly thing to be in the bathroom that he had to be in all the time. And she didn't notice for a while, and then when she noticed it, she was like, why is this? And she just laughed and laughed and laughed. So it's become a tradition in our family to put in a flowery frame a very manly person in your bathroom. That's the story.
Okay.
The other two movies would be Ocean's 11 and The Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn.
Ooh, going back to a classic.
Yep, those are my 5 always will watch movies that I just love all the time.
All right.
So I would go with The Prestige because it's obviously if I'm going to have alone on a desert island, I'm going to want it with me. Probably throw in now some Marvel movies, Winter Soldier, probably Avengers. I don't know. Justice League Doom.
So Prestige. Oh, that's a good one.
How about an Infinity War?
No. If it were out, if I could have an event, you know, actually, I don't know. I don't know if I could watch that over and over again. So, yeah, I don't know. Was that five? That probably wasn't five. Civil War.
I think you're at three.
Civil War.
I think you're
at that was so Prestige.
He did both. He did Avengers and Avengers. No, so, he didn't do two.
Avengers. Prestige, Avengers.
Prestige.
Winter Soldier. Civil War.
Winter Soldier. Civil War. So you're at four now.
Huh? Prestige. 127 hours. You got to break it up a little bit.
Really?
Ooh, that's dark. That's dark.
It's really good, except for that one scene. Like, it's 127 hours is really judged on, yeah, but doesn't have a scene where a guy cuts his arm off. Yeah, but that's like the last 20 minutes of the movie. It's still really good.
All right. I'm okay with that.
And besides, I just want to watch it. You guys don't have to watch it.
So you're right, because we didn't pick that one. So here's the deal with my movies. As I was going through this, I am way too indecisive for this. I can't choose just a few movies, and so I'm making stuff up here. And my answer, if we ask this again in another 150 episodes, my answers would definitely be different.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, so I've got Knight's Tale, I've got The Incredibles, because who doesn't love The Incredibles?
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Because and I'm having a hard time with this.
This is a loaded
question. I really like the movie 21, and it has no bearing on the fact that it just popped up on my Netflix.
Oh, that is a good movie.
So I do like 21.
I watched that movie while suffering with appendicitis. I didn't know I had appendicitis at the time. It was just a stomach ache.
Oh, you're like, why do I hurt so much?
Oh yeah, that was when we were in St. George. We saw that.
Did we? No, we saw it just before St. George. Anyway, it's
no. I saw that movie in St. George.
Did we see it in 21. St. George?
Yeah, it was in the theater over by Fractured Prune Place, where that used to be. Huh. That's where I saw that movie.
Anyway. So I'm gonna put down.
That was a good stall for Brandon.
I have to, because I was listening to you, so it didn't know me at all. I have to pick a Star Wars movie, and I'm not sure which one that I want to pick.
Rogue One.
Empire.
I would say
that was the one that I was going to put on there. That was like sixth on my list.
I would say Empire. If you're dead set on a Star Wars movie, Rogue One is a contained enough story that.
And that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Rogue One for the fact that it was so contained, but then you don't get the Jedi.
No Yoda!
So I was thinking maybe Last Jedi. It's not out yet, but
it just says the question was just watch over and over again. It doesn't say how you watched.
And I went and saw it pretty much every opportunity that I got. And then I have to go with a Marvel movie. So I'm going to go with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is the Marvel movie that I always go back to.
Really?
Because
that's self-contained too. That's awesome.
Because it's self-contained. And that's what I really loved about that. There were other things that I loved about it, but it was self-contained. So those are my five go-tos. This next question, I've got a bit of a loaded answer for it. So what one fandom do you feel that you are not part of, but you wish you could be a part of? Is there any fandoms that you wish you could be part of?
My first thought was fan fiction.
No,
because I think I would have a lot of fun writing stuff and doing that, but I'm just not a writer, so I can't be a part of it.
Okay.
Like I mean,
although our episode though, yeah. Nick, where we have our fan fiction pitches that had Todd from the Protagonist podcast on as a guest, that is our number one downloaded episode currently.
Yeah, that's just because of Todd.
It alternates between a couple.
that's just Todd.
No, so like I had a lot of fun with that. Like I have a lot of fun like creating ideas and stuff. I just can't. I bet if I worked at it, it's just the execution of putting it down. You know, it's like Winston Churchill said, the most intimidating thing is a blank canvas. But for me, the most intimidating thing is a blank, like, piece of paper to write a story.
Notebook.
Yeah. Notebook. That's a good way to put it. Anyway, so that's my answer.
All right. Jeff, how about you? What fandom?
Something that bugs me is that I just can't get into Supergirl. Like, it seems right up my alley with all the other shows in that universe I'm watching. But just for some reason, I just can't get into it. And it, some days it bugs me that there's this blaring hole in my nerd knowledge. That was my first thought. I mean, I'm sure tomorrow I'll think of, oh, dang it, I should have said, but you know.
Yeah, so I think we could preface every single one of these questions with, ask us again tomorrow, and our answers may change.
You don't have to actually ask us again tomorrow.
So my fandom, so my first my initial thought when I read this was, you know what? I must be a jerk because any fandom that I want to be in, I jump into. Like, I mean, that's kind of podcasting. I wanted to be a podcaster, so I did it. I had no skill in the area. I had no reason why anyone should listen to me. I mean, I still have no skill in the area, and I still have no reason.
No, anyone you've should got skill.
Whoa.
We're still working on the reason, but you know, you've got skill.
The reason is Nick and Jeff.
Really? Oh, well, that's that's sad.
Well, it's not good, but it's a reason.
All right. But when I thought about it a little bit more, there was actually one fandom that I thought of that, no, I can't just jump into this one, but I really would love to be part of it. And this is role-playing. I wish that I could do role-playing. Like, here's
like
the thing.
LARPing?
I'm not like LARPing. Table, like Dungeons and Dragons. Okay.
Yeah. Tabletop.
Tabletop gaming like that. Because, you know, writing, I've written a couple short stories. They're terrible, but I've done it, and I wanted to be part of that fandom, so I did it. I've drawn pictures. They're not very good, but I wanted to be part of that fandom, so I did it. You know, podcasting, we've talked about that. These other shows, if I want to be part of it, I'm going to watch it. Even if it's terrible, like some of the other shows that I have watched. But Dungeons and Dragons is one of those ones that I would love to be a part of. And you can kind of see that in some of the things that we've done where I've made people roll dice and like the giant robot battles and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, that explains so much.
It does, doesn't it?
You've tricked us into your role-playing fantasy.
Whoa. Don't call it a role-playing fantasy. Okay.
There you go again.
But the reason that I cannot...
That's the first reference for this episode. Anyway, why can't you get into D&D?
Don't start that again.
So the reason that I can't get into D&D, the D&D fandom, though, is because I don't
You live
have
in a
time.
Very small town that no one will play with you?
No. Oh, actually, I've had
yeah,
GMs.
I'm sure there's a lot of people
Patrick
over there.
Clark, who is a listener of the show. Actually, we've got some questions from him later. He's been a GM and said, hey, let me know. I'll do it. And I would love to do it. I just don't have time. And the time that I do have, I should probably be sleeping or spending time with my family. I don't know.
Family's overrated.
Something like that. So,
or you would have to take away from other things that you...
Family's overrated. You know, yeah. I don't even know where my family is right now.
It's 3 a.m. Do you know where your family is?
I told you last night. No.
Okay. Dungeons and Dragons is mine, and it's just a time-based reason why. Okay, so Andrew is the host of the Disney Animated Minute Essential podcast, Dame. It's where they break down Disney movies 1 minute at a time. They have completed Snow White, and currently they are recording The Little Mermaid. And so he asks this next question. If you could pick any movie to do a minute-by-minute podcast of, what would you choose and why?
Well, it'd have to be something that I'd love.
So probably one of those movies
have to be
you
a
got
movie?
Stuck on the desert island.
Does it have to be a movie?
You know, I'm going to amend his question saying either a minute-by-minute episode or an episode-by-episode podcast. So
I would
you
do Doctor Who if I did a bit. No. This one I didn't think about as much.
Well, my guess is it's got to be a movie you really enjoy, so it's probably on one of your top five rewatchable movies.
Yeah, but I want to think of something else, so you go, Jeff.
Okay, well... Kind of already buried the lead on mine. The Prestige. It's deep enough in, there's enough like little details that you talk about it for a minute. You can bring like, hey, you know, a couple months ago when we talked about this minute. Yeah, it's coming back right now. So I don't know. I think
yeah, that would be an awesome one. Because there are so many things in there that you could. So many little details that you could really pull out. And as a magician, you could be like, okay, so this is part of the trick that he was doing, and here's some of the history behind that.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to say the Anchorman Minute.
The Anchorman Minute?
Because it would be terrible.
Yeah, that makes it sound like a nautical
this
show.
Joke.
We're just going to talk about this one joke for 1 minute.
Could you limit yourself to 1 minute, though?
If it were the subject of the podcast, I'm sure he could.
The problem would be with that podcast is that we would just continue the show. I'll be like, okay, this minute we're talking about.
Like, I really want to talk about
this. I'm going to extend to you an invitation to the pants party. And then we would just talk about that. No, that would be a terrible choice.
With your luck, it'd be like the minute would start with, I'd like to introduce and extend an invitation to you to the, and then the minute
to the
end.
What? To the what?
Because doesn't that joke actually
this would be
take
the most amazing
while?
Podcast ever.
I don't, you keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's the classy little podcast.
See, because, I mean, there's already Princess Bride minute. There's already Lord of the Rings minute. There's already Back to the Future minute. There's already, like,
Indiana Jones stars. If you go over to MoviesByMinutes.com.
Firefly minute. Like, there's already all of those. So
you know, I've learned that minute-by-minute podcasts are really hard to listen to if you don't care about the hosts. Like, you can like the subject matter all you want, but if the host's bad, you're just like, you know what? Turns out I don't like Spider-Man that much. That was just a random example. I don't have any opinions of Spider-Man Minute. I didn't listen to it. I should have chosen a movie that isn't currently being done, but I don't know if any of them aren't.
Yeah, I mean, so go to moviesbyminutes.com and there's a search engine where you can search for the movie or the minute, and it's got the cover art, and there's like so many minutes on here. It's good luck. I mean, Princess Bride's one of the popular ones that has actually has two different podcasts. Going minute by minute. One of them is involved with this group, the other one's not. And it's kind of funny to see the
contrast.
The contrast and the ownership that these hosts feel that they have over the minutes. Because you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody's different. And like Jeff said, it's all about the host. The content's important, but the hosts are important.
Is this why we're failing so bad at our podcast?
Yep. It's because you are both the reason to listen and the reason not to listen, I guess.
I'm going to try not to take offense to that. Hey, look, it worked.
So,
wait, this isn't Taco Bell.
Okay, so my movie by minute. So I thought actually the exact opposite of Jeff. I thought to myself, I would have to find a movie that I just don't care about at all to go over minute by minute. And so my first thought was to do the Super Mario Brothers minute, but I think that's probably
that movie's
done already.
Not fun. Like, don't put yourself through that. However, if you want to do the Super Mario Brothers minute, A, I have a copy, and B, I'll do it.
So I think that might be a thing. But I also thought, and I discussed this with
so
a bunch
funny.
Of. I also discussed this with a bunch of other Movies by Minute podcasters a couple months ago. I have considered doing a TV show by minute, but TV shows, you've got more than obviously the movies. And so I thought rather than doing a 1 minute podcast, I'd do a 5 minute podcast. And my first thought to do a TV show minute podcast would be to do five by Firefly, 5 minute chunks of Firefly. And breaking it down by there. And then you could take a bunch of little one season hits and you could do five by, so, and you could do a whole network of stuff.
There is already a podcast called Canceled that they only talk about shows that lasted one season.
Right. But what I'm doing is I'm taking every episode of the show or every 5 minutes of that show, breaking down into a chunk and discussing just those 5 minutes of that show.
Yeah. I've thought about it. Potentially starting a Yu-Gi-Oh! By episode podcast, but the person I'd want to do it with is about to have a baby. Well, his wife is about to have a baby, and he already is hard enough to get locked down, so that probably won't happen.
Actually, it's better once they have a kid, because then they're trapped in their house, and if you do just like a Zencaster thing.
Well,
I mean, this is a side note.
Yeah, so but still.
You could be like, once your kid goes to sleep, get on the computer and start talking to me.
So, yeah, I'll look into that.
So movies by minutes, we are looking at, so we've got Prestige. Nick, what was your answer again?
Anchorman,
that's right. So we got Prestige, Anchorman, and Mario. Super Mario Brothers.
I feel like we have to do a Super Mario Brothers by minute now. Like, I feel like that's something we need to do.
All right, Jeff, you plan that out.
Patreon episodes.
or Patreon episodes.
Yeah. If submit to Patreon, we won't do that.
Submit to Patreon and we will not create this. Like this is your ransom. We're extorting you right now. All right. These next couple questions came in from Ryan Green. You can find him over at nerddomepodcast.com. What has been your favorite episode to record?
That's like a loaded question.
You already stole mine at the beginning of this episode. I was kind of sad that you brought it up because
the fanfic episode.
No, Boulder Dash was one of my favorite episodes. I had a lot of fun doing that one.
That one was a lot of fun. That one we took Fat Man, the flying human saucer.
Yeah, I still think about it. Like that was a fun episode. I really liked the fanfic one too. Like that was really fun.
So what you're saying is I actually like it when we have people from Protagonist on.
No, because fanfic was not from Protagonist. Yeah, fanfic was Sarah.
The one where we talked initially about fanfic. Okay, I thought you meant the ones where you guys wrote fanfic. Okay.
That one was cool too, but no, when Sarah came on and I learned so much stuff about...
Learned what fanfic was.
Yeah, plot and bunnies, shipping and yeah, all of these things. Like, that was awesome. Other thought, I mean, I like when we... like I really liked robot battles. Like that one was really fun too.
If you had to pick one though, it'd be Golden Age Baldur Dash.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jeff. How about you?
You know, besides if I can't pick just this whole summer movie draft or the movie draft that we're doing as a whole, then I'm gonna say that's its own asterisk. Like the movie draft project that we're doing, I'm enjoying that.
It's kind of fun.
But if I had to pick a singular episode, it would probably be the quote unquote training we did for Nerd Dome 100 because I kicked your butt.
Oh, that was one for us.
And I was the host. I don't know how you destroyed me. I wasn't even competing.
I just said kicked your butt. You guys filled in everything else. But yeah, yeah. That was a fun one.
Yeah, the trivia one. Yeah,
that was good. If I had to pick one favorite episode, and it would be hard because I can't remember anything past last week, I think...
This has all just become one big episode for Brandon, so every episode is his favorite.
It kind of has. Well, that was part of the reason why I started this podcast, and I'll get into this later because I think it's a question later. But I like hanging out and talking with my friends, and this is just hanging out and talking with my friends. But if I had to pick a favorite episode, and I'm going to pick one that we haven't mentioned yet, because you know I really enjoyed the fanfic one with Todd, where we came up with fanfic death matches. I think I would pick the one with the one where we were. I think Lena was a guest on this one, and we were talking about the difference. I think this was a week where Nick was with the Cobra, and Lena, Jeff, and I were talking about the difference in media style. Whether reading a book or listening to a book or reading a book on paper versus Kindle was a difference.
Yes.
And I had a lot of fun thinking about that, you know, because we talked about 127 hours there, and we talked about how, you know, it would be more dramatic if you were watching it than if you were listening to it than if you were reading it. And that one really made the juices flow in my brain and made me think about a lot of things. And of course, that's the episode where we got Jeff as a pole dancer.
I was really wondering how long it would have taken this in this episode to bring that up.
Yeah, well, there is a question later that I was going to bring that up on.
But you know, that's the very next question. What do you know? What are some of your favorite inside jokes or callbacks that you keep referring back to over and over again? So Nick,
Jeff's old job.
Yeah. Jeff's old job
on the pole. I think Shazam is one of my favorites. Shazam is still one of my favorites. And you lost out on that one. I mean, you took it off of the...
Took it off the soundboard. I don't know why I did that.
So you could be sounding like an idiot right now with thunderstorms happening behind you.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah,
Shazam is one of my favorites. The fact that I'm always racist and I never mean to be, I think it's kind of hilarious.
No, let's be honest. At this point, you do kind of mean to be so that I can call you out.
Sometimes it is deliberate, but I do have to admit that I forget about it a lot. And maybe now saying it out loud will make it so that I'm not.
You're really only... it was only really that first...
It was like...
That first time where you were just like,
it was like
no,
three episodes in a row. No, yeah. Well, but it was like three episodes in a row. And then there was like one time that I was like... Well, we won't get into that, but yeah, anyway.
Okay, so Shazam.
Oh, you...
Nice.
There it is.
Shazam! There you go. There you go.
It's back.
All right. So,
and it's back.
It's back. I found it.
It's
okay.
Back with a vengeance.
So now that I know it was one of your favorites, Jeff, how about you? Have you enjoyed any of this? Or are you just ready to throw us all out the window?
Yeah, depending on the week.
should not take a drink of water at that point.
Well, that would have been a good idea. Water. Yeah, why didn't I think of that? You know, I don't have anything that hasn't already been mentioned. You know, it's callbacks is callbacks.
Callbacks are callbacks are callbacks.
We kind of, ever since we started the new separation things, we've kind of cut back on those because now
it's hard to remember which one happened in which episode.
Yeah, and also I have a hard time with callbacks because, you know, I've mentioned a few times I don't listen afterwards, so it's like I don't know what actually is a callback. if I'm making a clever callback and Brandon just goes, yeah, that got cut out of last week's episode, so it's gonna get cut out again. So yeah.
So the one thing that I think that we haven't talked about that actually, like, so this is more of an inside joke than a callback that anybody would reference, because I'm an editor on this as well, and so I cut most of these out. But
an editor, you're the editor.
Okay, fair enough.
Saying
I am
you're
the
an editor.
Editor
implies Nick and I have any say in this.
Well, you guys could say, "Hey, take that part out," and I would take that part out.
Okay, that's fair.
But you guys haven't yet, so
one time I did it, and you didn't pull it out. Just saying.
Really?
But then later you told me not to pull it out. And
well, I said it was okay. You didn't pull it out.
Yeah. And so
that's a difference.
No. You said don't pull. You said it doesn't matter if you want to do it.
No, you're thinking of something different. No, you're thinking of a different part.
Then you're right. I am. I'm a terrible human being because I
know. No, it was fine. It wasn't anything bad, but it was just like, I should probably take that out. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh, he didn't take it out. Oh, well.
I'll tell you, I have a hard time.
And I even said it. I was like, take that out. And then I was like, oh, man, it's on fire.
So I used to edit this immediately following us recording it.
for context, it is currently 12:09 a.m.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's tomorrow now. So
yeah, sorry. I was a little late tonight, too. So I record after I edit it. And then on top of that, weird when you go through this conversation, when you listen to your own conversation, because my brain just naturally, like, as I'm listening, I'm like, oh, that's what I'd say. Oh, I did say that. And so my brain just kind of follows these same directions that it is. So it puts me to sleep, to be honest, while I'm editing after I have said this, because my brain freaks out at it. And so I'll be listening to it and I'll just zone out. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I missed part of that. So I wait a day and I listen to a couple podcasts in between editing now. And that's part of the reason why we changed to a Tuesday release schedule, because I was having hard times, really hard times with that. So there's another question that says, what are some of your favorite fandom podcast moments? And this is probably more what I'm talking about. The first thing is, and you two don't even know about this, but I full on dance during the intro. Like, you should see me dancing in my chair because I sit while I record this. So I full on dance with here. So I'm doing this and you can't see me, but my fingers are pointing and I'm a horrible dancer, but I'm dancing.
Turn on your
because
video.
I'm like, I need to get my energy up. I need to do this. And you guys would laugh hysterically if you saw me. My wife saw me one time, and she has given me no end to crap about it.
Dude, I just turned the video on. Show me.
I don't have a webcam hooked up to this. Sorry.
What?
On purpose.
That is exactly.
All right. So this is what I propose. The next person who is on Patreon gets a video of him dancing.
You know, okay, if we get a new patron or somebody ups their thing, I'm not above begging or dancing for money. I mean.
Speaking of Jeff's
I think I just found my new favorite podcast moment. Oh.
All right. Not that kind of dancing. Get your minds out of the gutters.
No.
Jeez, you're bad influences.
Got it. Redone that.
I'm the only one that doesn't work the... Oh, well, never mind.
Okay. All right. So I danced. I genuinely enjoyed doing
it. The best part about this whole story is Brandon was not under any sort of requirement to tell any of this.
No, but this is why people wrote in, because they want to talk about it. And another one of my favorite moments is also has to do with this. So the music's going on and I say, welcome to the Fandom Podcast. About half of our episodes start.
We'd have to start over a lot.
You gotta get warmed up. You gotta get warmed up. I get it.
Yeah. So it's like, welcome to usually when my words trip up, that's what I do, because I edit that out. So those are some of my favorite moments, or the moments that the fans never get to see. And that's why we started putting outtakes in there, is because they're terrible, I'm unprofessional, but they make me laugh. And then it's turned more into who can compete to be the silliest thing to make it into the hashtag outtakes. Let's be honest, you guys compete to get in there.
No, I just talk.
Let's just say I'd like to thank everyone for now wearing pants.
All right, Nick competes to get in there. So that is my those are my favorite moments, and we talked about callbacks. Okay. All right. So this one comes from Chase over on Facebook. Listener Chase, that's the protagonist guy's thing. Fanboy Chase? I don't know. We'll figure that
friend
out. We need to work on that. Friend of the show. So he asked, if you could invent one new bat gadget, what would it be? That is my question. So Nick.
All right. It's hard to top the shark repellent bat spray.
It's hard to top that. There was more than shark repellent on that chip.
Barracuda. What was the other one? Piranha.
I don't remember. I just remember Robin going, okay, Barracuda, shark.
There's four of them. There's four of them. One of my favorite. Yeah. The thing is that there's not anything that hasn't been made.
Okay.
Maybe the bat quote machine.
Quotes to get you out
quote
of
generator.
Any context.
Yeah. I the just click it and generator. It'll just automatically have a quote from a movie for whatever situation we're in. That's my bat gadget.
All right, Jeff.
So I don't really have one, but I recently saw a joke online today, or I guess recently, that said Batman, it was Robin talking to Batman, said Batman, the Batmobile's not starting. Well, did you try charging the battery? And he goes, what's a Terry?
Yeah, because bat.
Because Terry. Bat, Terry. It's funny because I don't think of bat. I don't have any. It's hard to come up with bat gadgets because they're all. It's kind of like done already. Anyway, Batman's fun. Yep. I'm tired.
Batman even has a lightsaber. There's a bat saber.
You can trust Superhero Beatdown, he has a lightsaber.
No, it's been featured in two different things. One of them was Batman Brave and the Bold, but then
turns into a sword. That's right.
Yeah, and then there's actually some comics too.
Okay, so the bat gadget that I would invent, a bat nanny, because I can't get out there and save Gotham if my kids won't.
It's just Aunt Harriet. It's Aunt Harriet.
You mean Alfred?
She doesn't exist in anything other than Batman 66, but that's Aunt Harriet.
Okay, then.
All right. Okay, so
and she's the most naive woman ever. It's like, we're going to go bird watching. Oh, those two, they always just rushing everywhere. They are so excited about those birds. Aunt Harriet.
It's like someone interviewing later, you knew he was Batman, right? Oh, totally, but his check cleared every week, so I didn't really care.
All right, so now we are moving on to Todd from the Protagonist Podcast. They made an appearance here this week, I tell you what. So Todd, he asked us,
if we bring
you
up their
could
podcast
make
one more time, they gotta start paying us.
All right, if you could make one fictioner if you could make one fictional character real and put them into this world, who would it be and why? And this is a serious answer. Please answer. Specifically, he says, silly answers are fine, but I'd like you to take a serious crack as well.
Has he heard us?
Well, this is Todd. So serious person. Okay, so this is going to be completely obvious, but I really want the Doctor to be real so that time travel can exist, and then I can go and see history how it was supposed to be. And that's what Doctor Who was invented for. Like, I don't necessarily want to go and like save the universe all the time. I just want the Doctor to go and show me like all of the cool stuff that I've studied, or like the future. Like, that's just what I want to see. So that's okay. My serious answer. I really would love time travel to really exist. And if the Doctor was here, he could take me in the TARDIS to go see stuff. That's right, my Jeff. Serious answer.
I'm thinking.
Okay, so I would, if I were to make one fictional character real, I would probably have to go with Avatar Aang. I think that Avatar Aang would do amazing things for this world. And it kind of goes into his next question. But that's the only reason that I would make fictional characters real, is because otherwise they would just bring a lot of problems. But think about, like, if there was somebody in this world who could control earth, fire, air, and water. Like, I think that would be pretty awesome. It ties into his next question, and I'll give you a preview of that because it's going to be probably the same answers. Which fictional character, if made real, would have the greatest positive impact on the world? So Avatar Aang.
Selfish, and yours is like, no. Mine's like, I want to go time travel. And you're like, well, Aang would be the best for the world.
Well, but also think about bad. How cool it would be, like, if you could have a friend.
The Doctor could do that too, though.
Control, I guess, as long as it was Sonic and not made out of wood.
Yeah, well, no, the Doctor could do great impact on the world too, because
that's true. He would solve the world's problems. And that's what the
show's
that's
also
all about.
Implying that he would get the TARDIS. This is just the Doctor. Also, side note: this is just for me. Which Doctor?
Oh, 10 is always my choice.
Okay. I figured it would be a short answer.
Jeff, how about you?
I don't know where this qualifies, because I think I can spin it both ways, but Zordon of Eltar.
Power Rangers, we need help.
Aye, aye, aye!
Hold on, I was going to play the thing, but it's too far away. Yeah.
Go, Power Rangers.
That's another one you need to have on the soundboard all the time.
It's very true. If only I knew somebody who had that sound effect.
Every time I do that, I just turn on my Power Ranger Morpher, which I totally own because I am an adult who actually is in charge of money occasionally. Shut up. I didn't buy a book that was $100 this weekend.
Or a Stormtrooper helmet. Or
actually, the Stormtrooper helmet was like $20 while the book was more.
Okay. All right. So we got fictional characters real. I'm going to skip the answer, or at least my answer, for greatest positive impact. Nick, what character do you think would, if made real, would have the greatest
I already said the doctor.
Okay, so we both weren't selfish. Jeff, and he said Jeff would work as well.
Zordon saves the world.
If he brought the power coins, we just have five super, but I'm only bringing Zordon into this world. I'm not bringing Rita or Zed.
But are we talking about the principle of escalation at that point? I mean, it was a big deal in Batman when one crazy costumed guy shows up, then more crazy costumed people show up.
Yeah, but I've already got five, potentially six crazy costume people, so I'm already like six ahead.
This sounds like an arms race we can't win, Jeff.
Zordon's also got all like Power Ranger, the power stuff for like seven seasons. I really over exaggerated that number.
Hold on.
All right.
Turbo.
Three seasons. Four if you... Anyway.
Okay, so this one comes from Wendy. These questions come from Wendy. Okay, so if we could be inserted into a fandom of your choice, what would your character's story be, and how would they interact with the main story arc?
All right, I got one. I've thought about this a couple times. Well, no, it's going to make it sound weird. I think it'd be cool to live in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe. Because imagine a world where your disagreements and your major sports are all settled with a card game. And this isn't just like two people sitting at a table, big holograms of these monsters. It would be created legitimate entertainment that couldn't really be scripted. It'd be awesome. And also, it's like the only hobby that I really have still that I can do with other people. But yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh would be fun.
Jeff and I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh a lot. We don't do that anymore.
I challenge you to a duel.
I've never done that.
I've got enough cards Jeff if you want a deck.
Yeah, Jeff gave me my deck.
Yeah, Nick made a deck out of just my extras. And one Christmas, I was just like, it's yours. And I realized I took some cards out and put some cards in that I didn't realize I did. And I kind of regret that.
If I can find them, I'll come back to you.
I regret it at the time. I don't care enough anymore. I only play with one
friend. Cool.
I'm going to go personally with the same fandom that I want to bring somebody in from. I didn't think I liked this show this much. I've always liked it, but I would say that I would want to be in the Avatar The Last Airbender. No, you know what? I'm not going to say Last Airbender. I'm going to say Korra on this one. I would like to be
a bit more modern times.
Yeah, a little bit more modern. I want the industrial age rather than where whatever The Last Airbender would be classified.
See, I actually argued that The Last Airbender could have, for all we know, took place in 2018, because why would you need to advance technology if people can just go, all right, move their arms up. Okay, you got a house. Next, you know.
But the next, but the, but not,
not, not saying I didn't like
Korra.
I know, but still, like, if it was like, hey, here's $20, can you rock me a house? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then he builds you a house. And so, then like, go to another person, here's $20, can you make that river go by my house? He's like, you got it. That was my thought. But when, I'm not saying I don't enjoy Korra. I thoroughly enjoy Korra, and it's a fine choice.
See, and I've thought about this quite a bit, actually, like which or what kind of bender would I be? Definitely wouldn't be an airbender. I'm not a monk kind of a person.
Dude.
But in Legend of Korra, the airbenders were returned to people.
Yeah.
Spoiler, I guess.
They did return to just random people, but I'm still not an airbender kind of a person. I am more like rooted to the ground. I would definitely be an earthbender.
Earthbender.
And I would be some kind of inventor. I think I would be some kind of merchant / inventor.
You'd do metal bending.
Oh, I would love to make metal stuff. Bending. Oh, that would be that would be like my dream right there. But it's not like I've thought about that at all.
See, and I would definitely be an airbender because it's just my martial arts background and stuff.
Well, they're all based on martial arts.
Yeah, I know, but. It's what I mean. Water would be my second choice, but air is definitely like I've always wanted to fly. I've always wanted to fly. So,
and it would be really interesting. Like I would love to metal bend, but I think that based off of some of the things that they did in Korra, I could see myself becoming a lava bender. Like mix the fire and the earth and
can make swords.
That was a great reveal. With Bolin and the lava bit, spoiler alert, I guess, for Legend of Korra. But maybe we should talk about that one of these days.
We should talk about. We're gonna steal some of these discussion points as full blown episodes.
All right, I'm gonna tell you mine now.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
So it's kind of out of left field a little bit. But whenever a little kid asks me how old I am, like when they're like five. I tell that I'm 217 years old.
So you want to be put into the million-year-old man bit?
No. And then I follow it up with it saying that I lived in Never Never Land for 180 years. And so I would be a lost boy in Never Never
Land. I'm just a lost boy from Neverland.
That song is really good the first time you hear it. And then when it plays the third or fourth time in that day, you're just like, you know what? I don't think I need to hear this song anymore. Anyway, are you also implying that you're only 20?
No, I'm 37. 180 years, 217.
All right, whatever. I just for some reason.
Do the math. Not on air.
No, that's why. That was my problem, doing math on during math while being recorded.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I love the story of Peter Pan. I've never really wanted to grow up, and I never really have. So,
as we say on a comic book podcast.
So I will say I would love to live in Never Neverland, and it would be the version of Never Neverland where the Lost Boys also get fairy dust so I can fly, because obviously I want to fly.
You can fly, so, you can fly, you can fly, you can
that's
fly.
That's my answer. All right. Next question, Trobeck.
Next question is, where are we at?
Oh, this one's specifically
okay, so
for me.
Jeff, this one is straight to you from Wendy. What is the one Funko Pop that would complete your collection, or the one that would be a you need to have for you?
So this is going to sound weird, but my favorite vehicle in all of fandoms, I guess, is the A-Team van. And right now,
I love it when a plan comes together.
Funny enough, I did just buy a Hannibal one. Anyway, but at the nerd store, it's been taunting me because I don't know if I can justify spending $30 on a single thing. But is B.A. Baracus with the
except
A-Team
for
van.
Except for a $100 book that you just bought and a $20 Stormtrooper helmet.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like it's different when you're picking it up. I don't know. But at the same time, the book. Okay, the book is The Rookie by Scott Sigler. It's out of print. It's signed by him. You know, it's my favorite book.
That's awesome. Okay,
like
okay, yeah,
the Stormtrooper awesome. Helmet was really like, oh god, I won that auction. Oh crap. So you know you have to fall through with that. But yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind. I actually made a point when I started collecting Funkos to never buy one online. Like I just know if I do that, it'll open the floodgates and I will waste so much money. If I want a Funko, I need to either be given it as a gift, because that's what a couple have been, or I need to be at the store, have it in my hand and say, yes, I want this. Speaking of which, side note, at NPS the other day, they had a whole bunch of Princess Leia and R2-D2 two packs where Princess Leia is like a glow in the dark.
Did you buy them all?
I bought one.
How much were they?
Like $20.
Oh, okay. So like pretty much market value.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I even messaged Charles like, hey, so is this worth anything? And he'd be like, I'd buy it for 10. I'm like, oh, okay. No, never mind then.
See, my answer to that is that one time I saw Batman 66 Funko with the Batmobile at like the first Comic-Con. And I was like, ah, I can't buy this. Maybe I'll buy it next time. And I've never seen it again. And I've asked Charles about it, and he's like, no, that one's out. Like, it's not around.
So maybe I'll
that's
go
the only Funko that I've ever been like.
Next paycheck, maybe I'll go buy that 18
van. Now that we've made him think about it.
Yeah. Well, for a little while, I saw one online that was Winter Soldier missing his arm. Like, not just like after, if you've seen Civil War, you know, he gets his metal arm gets blasted off again. And I almost bought it a few times online, but I'm like, no, I can just cut off an arm
off of a Winter Soldier.
No, I went to Target where it was the exclusive and there it was. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was easy. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, okay. Charles, but I buy Funko's other places. Rarely. Anyway.
So what we have to do is we have to tell Charles that he has to mark up the A-Team van to like $300 to keep
I
Jeff
would
from
not,
buying it.
I no.
Why You're would like, he? No, because I would still buy it.
Why would no? I wouldn't buy it. Are you kidding me? Why would a businessman intentionally ruin a sale?
Because one day you would break and you would be like, fine, I have to have it.
No, I wouldn't.
Because he's maniacal.
I'm not spending that much money on a Funko. Like,
if you added up the money that you spent on all your Funkos.
That's different, though. That's how, or at least I'm justifying it as that's a whole bunch of stuff versus one thing.
All right.
I almost bought Gandalf the other day.
Keep in mind, I did just spend $100 on a book.
Okay, so Wendy's next question. She starts out saying, congratulations on the 150th episode. Looking forward to episode 300.
Oh, geez.
Which guests would you like to see on the show between now and then? So in the next three
Stan
years.
Stan Lee.
I mean, you're not wrong. It'd be cool.
I would have said Adam West, but that one we still can't do.
Adam West would still be cool. Despite the
unfortunately he has passed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, get a Ouija board.
I would also like to say, Wendy.
Yeah. Well, I think we should do that. One of these episodes we should do not just a Q&A, but like, and we will record before 12:30. I promise. We will do I think we should have a guest, a patron at least episode where we talk to some of our patrons. I think that would be a lot of fun. Kind of in the same vein, I think I don't know all the guests that I'd like to have on next, but I would love to have other podcasters because one of the most unexpected things doing this podcast for me has been some of the relationships that we have built with other podcasters. And, you know, some of the people that I call friends now that I met on the internet. And, you know, it's kind of funny. As a scout leader, I had to teach kids, don't talk to strangers on the internet, and don't meet them
unless,
up in real meet
unless
up with
you're
them in
trying
real life.
To unless you're trying to make a career out of it, in which case.
And then all of a sudden, you know, some of these people that I really have enjoyed talking to
don't
over
meet
the
up
years
with strangers
like, oh,
from
this,
the
that's
internet.
Exactly how I
also
met them.
Fandom Podcast and Protagonist are doing a meetup this weekend if you'd like to come.
Wait, what? We did that. We did that.
Old
news.
I know.
That's
I was
news.
I was joking. That was
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
That was
no.
The
that
thing.
Was that was really funny.
Don't
I was
do this thing
driving.
That we've done.
I had to be careful on how I phrased that to make it. Oh, these are people that I've met on the. These are people that I know from my podcast, not necessarily that I met on the internet, but I know them from my podcast, and because I don't want my kid to think, oh, I can go meet anyone from the internet.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Call,
technically, I met
podcast.
Todd at Comic-Con.
Yes, but person. You listened to their podcast first.
Did you?
I don't know if I did. I don't remember.
Really? Okay. Well,
might have been after
I
that.
Wasn't quite
yeah, you did.
To it yet.
I definitely did. So, okay. So that's
my,
who I want.
My
Jeff,
goal
how about
would
you?
Be like the opposite of you guys. I would like, and like this, okay, I'm trying to phrase this so it doesn't make any of our actual guests, our previous guests sound lesser, but I just, somebody like we haven't met, honestly. I'm trying to phrase this right.
Some industry experts? Is
maybe,
that kind of what you're thinking?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't quite know what I'm saying, but obviously we have a lot
if
of
I
friends.
Can go grab a guy off the street and we can just start talking to him.
Good luck with that. That's why we record in separate places. He's
there's a lot of homeless people that like walk out in front of our work all the time, Jeff. Grab one of those
aware.
Guys. I'm sure they'd be willing.
Believe me, I'm aware. They. And never mind. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Just like some.
We had to remove our hose from the front of our building.
There yeah, was know. Rich Bonaducci from Fox 13, who
yeah.
I had never met before.
Stuff like
that.
That
was kind of fun.
I met him. Yeah, I met him at the Nerd Dome when I was on Nerd Dome.
Yeah, you and you. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, and that's why I want to meet more podcasters. Because then you meet more people.
There is no
Rich
wrong
also
answer
gave
question.
A stirring review for Paddington 2 Pro.
Stupid Paddington 2.
100%
if I have
review.
To hear Paddington 2 one more
dude,
time
it's only oh, 10 million so far
oh you mean it's
probably
of end. 10 million this is a conversation
yeah,
for another episode
that's like nothing though okay. Like there's gonna be a tons of other movies that get like 5% and won't get 10 million
you're also going to get Maze Runner and 50 Shades before Brandon and I have a movie okay you know
50 Shades is gonna have a 6% Rotten Tomatoes score and I'm gonna get like $30
money.
Off of it
it's still money before Brandon and I get money you are going to have a very healthy lead
all right moving along from the FML I guess we've got a question directed towards us Nick and she's wise knowing not to direct this towards Jeff because it's not really his fandom so she asks about she says I know at least Nick and Brandon are Harry Potter fans I'm a huge fan myself what would be something from the books they left out in the movies that really grinded your gears? Nick, are you as big of a book fan as you are a movie? You've done the audiobooks, right?
Oh, dude, I love the books. Okay. I've told you that I listen to them every time we go on a road trip.
Right.
For the last, like, our entire marriage.
Until, you know.
Wait, we're married? Is that what you're telling me?
There was a point in the books. I'm getting you out of that joke, by the way, Nick. There's a point in the books where you don't have enough road for book. You know, eventually the books get bigger than the trip.
Oh, I know. We just continue where we left off.
Oh, really?
Like all the time. Yeah, like we.
That I
we just
I could not yeah. do that.
So we've been listening to Seven for like 2 years.
Go to St. George already. Jeez.
I know we need to go again. Just anytime we have a long road trip, and you know, I mean, we know the book so well that we just kind of are like, "Oh yeah, this is where we are."
So, what's something that was left out into the movies that you were just like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe they blank."
I really liked the spew stuff. I know that's kind of weird, but I think that it would have been really easy for them to add spew and like the whole thing with Hermione, like, and her crusade to free house elves.
Yeah, and they don't mention that at all in the movie, and so it just
I thought it was just really weird. It was just kind of a lost moment. That's not really what I'm like mad about. I think.
So you're saying is there are no really like
they left well I'm in so the movie they left out the whole scene. Okay, so in the movie they left out a whole bunch of stuff with Voldemort's past that I think just is awesome. Like in the sixth book, Half-Blood Prince. There's a lot more about Voldemort when he was young.
With like his mother and stuff.
Yeah, that they just gloss over. And there's not really any way they could put it into the movie without making it like super long or two movies.
I've heard people complain about Half-Blood Prince, about how the whole, spoiler alert, Snape being the Half-Blood Prince is just kind of a
throwaway. Yeah, they don't talk about that hardly at all. Because
I personally don't
care. Like the book, yeah, the book explains it a whole lot more. Yeah, and all Snape's past, like, that's another thing, like, they just kind of gloss over, too. So, basically, the sixth book is the one that I'm most, like,
so
frustrated by.
My friends went to a movie a while ago when before Half-Blood Prince came out, and the trailer played, and as soon as it ended, my friends just yell, "That's the one where Dumbledore dies, right?" Spoiler. Because my friends are terrible people.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
See, and I'm a sucker for... like the backstory of the villain, and so that's one of my favorites, the sixth book, and they left out so much of that. So yeah,
so like you said, you're the sucker for a backstory. I'm a sucker for redemption. I mean I love redemption stories. You have to earn it. You really have to earn it, but I love it when it happens. Like I don't believe that Darth Vader is redeemed. I don't feel like they earned that one. But
he's closer to redemption than he has ever been.
Oh, and that's fair. But he's not redeemed. He doesn't get his Force Ghost.
That's why he came back as Hayden Christensen and not.
Yeah, I'm not the one who gets to decide the canon, so I understand that my opinion doesn't matter on that. But in this one, the movies left out a redemption story that I actually really enjoyed, and this was Dudley's redemption story. Dudley in the books, when they're heading off and finally leaving and hiding, basically. Dudley kind of tells Harry, "Hey, I respect you a little bit more." I can't remember exactly what he said. I think he says something.
He leaves tea on the in front of his door, and when Harry comes out, he steps on it and he's like, "Ah." He left a trap for me, just like Dudley would. And then later on, Dudley comes back and apologizes to him, saying, "Hey, you saved my life."
Yeah, he was something like, "I don't think you're a waste of space," something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. "I don't think you're a waste of space." And then he realizes that he had left the tea for him to drink as a token of like, yeah. That
was a friendship kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, that.
So I think that was a great message. Yeah, I think that's a great message that was left out of the books, is like, you know what, sometimes even the biggest bullies can turn around and realize that they've been jerks. Yeah, thank you. I left out of the movie from the book. So yeah, that's what I feel like they left out.
That's a good answer. I do. Just the only thing I remember, I've only listened to the books once, like from start to finish once, and I do distinctly remember Dudley being confused about why Harry wasn't coming with them. Like, all right, we're leaving, well, where's Harry gonna be? But he's staying. What? And so that's something I do remember. I mean obviously the question's not directed at me. I'm fine with the movies. They're fine movies, just not for me.
This next question came in from Patrick Clark over on Facebook. He asked, what is the most quotable in day-to-day life? What movie is the most quotable in day-to-day life? Nick, take it away.
I've already said like three of them in the course of our
So I don't know if this is the most quotable movie, but one of my favorite movie quotes is, "Oh, would you look at that, Breach Hall, all die," even had it underlined. And I think of it anytime, it's from MST3K the movie, and I think of it anytime something really obvious was looking at you in the face and you just couldn't see it, you know? And so it's hard to explain context outside of the movie, but it's, just go watch MST3K, the movie. But Breach Hall, all die, even had it underlined, is my favorite. Like, where is that thing? It's right there. Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's even underlined.
Breach all die. Even had it underlined. It's, and Lena, if she listens to this, will agree with me that that is one of the better quotes.
Okay, so I can't narrow it down to a movie. I'm not a quoter. We talked about this in the Doctor Who episode. I'm not somebody who quotes a lot of stuff. But one of the things that I quote a lot is Star Wars. Star Wars has quotes for every moment. Sometimes, okay, so my kids are great kids. I love my kids. They're good kids. They're awesome.
So,
and lately,
this is nothing against your kids, but anytime someone posts or says something like, "Oh man, I love my kids," or "I love this," I always want to say, "Well, somebody has to." But I never.
It is true. Sometimes it's a child that only a mother could love. Yeah. But so my two youngest kids have always just been these sweet kids. Most of the time, I'm not going to say all the time, but most of the time, and they have this. We live in reality here, people.
They are children.
They have this thing where just randomly they'll come up and be like, "I love you, Dad." And like it happens three or four times a day. And it's just genuinely, they just wanted to say that they loved me. They do it to their mom. They do it to their grandparents. They do it to Alexa. So I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Nick's child, when he leaves my home, he says, "Bye grandma, bye grandpa, bye Alexa."
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say it's not like too overly dramatic, because they love the talking assistant too, but so every once in a while when they say, "Dad, I love you," I'll look at them and say, "I know." And at first my wife was like, "That's really mean." And then I explained it was from Star Wars. She's like, "That's really stupid."
It's still mean. And you're an idiot.
I know. And that was totally improvised line too. That's what's so good about it. It's such an iconic line. Yeah. And
yeah.
So he was supposed to say something like, "Oh, I love you too." And then he's like, Harrison Ford was like, "No, Han Solo wouldn't say that."
Yeah. I also use the Darth Vader "no" a lot. I'll just go, "No." And my wife will be like, "It's not that big of a deal." I'm like, "Star Wars." And then she'll be like, "You're stupid." So
you're stupid. That's funny.
All right.
So my go-tos: Princess Bride, Clue, Ocean's 11,
Anchorman.
Your line of "I'm training SNL. To be a ninja," is that you an original, or is you use that a quote?
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay.
That's actually my brother-in-law.
Okay.
My brother-in-law was the first person to use that. He used to work for a bunch of Jewish men. Well, no, like he was the first one to tell me the story. So he worked for a bunch of Jewish men that were very serious, like businessmen, like to the T. And so he was always trying to like throw them off just with saying random stuff. And he was like one of two people that worked in this office. And then they would come and visit all the time because they had tons of money and they would just like have businesses everywhere. And one time they showed up and said, and they walked in, or they were all sitting at their desk, and he was taken aback because they're normally not there. And he walks in, and the guy turns around. He's like, "Oh, you startled me." And straight deadpan, he just said, "That's because I'm training to be a ninja." And the guy did not crack a smile or anything, just deadpan looked at him and just like turned around. He's like, "Not." And like he was lamenting to me. He was like, "Like, that is comedy gold.
I didn't even
at least you get a smile or anything." But this guy's just so, like, I don't know. And it's just always been stuck with me. And I think
there's been a couple times with my boss that I've been able to use that. I haven't actually, but it's like, do I say that? I might one of these days. Anyway.
Yeah, I say it a lot because it's a good line. But anyway, yeah. And I actually found out that my brother-in-law listens to the show.
Oh, which one?
He told me that over Christmas.
He has good taste.
Shout out to you, Ten.
Ten
brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. Who else is
yeah, you can't be surprised about that, Jeff.
Well, I mean, like it. Knowing your family, it could have been any of your brothers-in-laws, but
sure.
At the same time, like, it's Ten. Okay, I'm not surprised.
All right.
And he is also training to be a ninja.
Well, I know it wasn't me. And I doubt my brother would do it. So,
Jeff, what do you quote most day to day?
I don't actually quote Simpsons. That a lot. I guess that's true. There was a point in my childhood where my parents told me, if you quote Simpsons one more time, you're going to be grounded. So there was that.
There was that. Yeah, that's kind
Simpsons
of funny.
Is a good one. Yeah. I'm not really a fan of the singular movie. I'm more of the situational quote, like the Breach Hall, or you keep using that word.
Oh, that's right. You did do the Breach Hall. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
So I was too distracted by ninja training. Okay,
it's fine.
So
I regret bringing it up.
Next question. What changes to a character trigger your nerd rage? Like, say, changing a major character's name to Michelle instead of Mary Jane. I'm going to say...
Still hasn't seen that movie.
What? Oh, Lena hasn't still seen the movie. Okay.
Lena has still not seen Spider-Man.
Whose fault is that?
Well, number one... Kind of just
the blame
could
kind of be on me
because
I own it, and
but it's also just we were gonna watch it for family night, and we kind
when was
of
the last time we got to watch
a
movie. When was the last time we actually got to watch a movie? Okay, let me rephrase that. When was the last time Lena got to watch a movie during family night?
Well, if she was the one, okay, it actually happens quite often now because it's just her and Amy, and then I go put the Cobra to bed so they can hang out.
That's fair.
Yeah, we just haven't watched it. So anyway, nerd rage.
My first thought was
Doomsday from Batman v Superman was just horrible, and Brandon doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Wait,
no, Brandon, I have not made it to that point yet.
But you know about
he
it.
He hasn't seen that.
You're aware.
I'm very aware of it. Okay.
You're aware of
they ruined that movie
in one trailer.
Well, yeah. But they just ruined like how cool Doomsday is. Really quickly, like the, yeah. I guess Deadpool and Wolverine, that really gave me nerd rage.
That
like, pretty
yeah,
much Wolverine, that. Like that
the
that movie. They just
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh,
yeah, that one.
With the mouth the losing Wolverine, his mouth.
The Wolverine's a good movie. X-Men Origins yeah. Wolverine it's, is not.
X-Men Origins is terrible.
That one kind of made me upset. Well, didn't kind of. It just did. Those are my two initial nerd rage. Superman.
My nerd rages are more at the nerds when they rage about stuff like this.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure if someone wanted to go back into episodes, I'm sure at one point I said, I can't believe they blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure I've said that 1,000 times. But if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Never exaggerate. I get mad. I'm annoyed at people. Yeah. So
Someone can
be named Mary Jane, but they don't have to be Mary Jane Watson. Like it was just a fun joke, or it's just a fun inside jab.
You know, when we were talking about the James Bond possibly being black, and I was like, change it. Honestly, I don't care. Like, there has not been anything that I can think of that has just made me angry. Like, I'll be like, that's dumb, and I don't really care about this movie anymore. But I can't even think of what that is. Like, I don't have enough time to be angry about what
I've definitely said stuff like, if this happens, I'll be mad. But some of that stuff hasn't happened. Like, I remember,
well, you know what?
I remember saying, if Luke is Rey's father, I'm done with Star Wars. Luckily for me, spoiler alert. Like, this is what I will say: Luke's not Rey's father. If that's what you're worried about, not seeing Last Jedi.
I was waiting to find out if Luke was Rey's father before I went and saw it, and I just barely found out. So,
times you saw it?
Here's the thing: there are so many things being made all of the time. I don't have time to get angry at something in a show. I'm just like, oh. I don't like that. Okay, I'll stop. I'll go watch something else.
And this is why Brandon loves M. Night Shyamalan's Last Airbender.
I don't remember that. I just kind of moved on. Kidding. No, okay, so like, that, I mean, that's
if you
fair
swear
enough,
again like, on this podcast, we're kicking you off. Do you speak like that again?
So and now, like, this is my last episode with you guys. I have offended Brandon. Beyond reproach.
You know what's really funny is you're like M. Night Shyamalan. I'm like, yeah, people give him a lot of crap. I can't remember anything that he's done that has made me, oh yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, The Village was all right. Sixth Sense is kind of funny. Oh, that's right. He made that movie.
So here's the thing. Like, I didn't like it, but I'm not going to give anybody crap if they said that they did like it.
I saw it once.
Oh, cool. You think this is cool? Let me show you this awesome cartoon that it was based off of and see how many cool things are in
how
here.
Much
like,
better
I hope that anyone who's like, yeah, I liked the movie. I really like the TV show more. Like, I hope that anyone who enjoys that movie also has a healthy respect for the TV show.
Yeah, like, if you liked it, I have no problem if anybody liked it. I'm
but
not...
you did have rage when they called him Ong.
No, I didn't even have it. To be honest, it's my kind of first foray into the movie was the movie. Like,
I had never seen the cartoon.
I had seen clips of it. I had seen clips of it. And it wasn't until my brother said, no, you have to watch the cartoon. And I was like,
one of the greatest stories ever in the history of mankind.
And so I watched a few episodes and I really enjoyed it. But then I was like, well, I'm busy and blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't until years after the movie came out, that I sat down and I started binging the show. And that was the first time that my oldest son learned how to use Netflix. I'm like, why? I'm three episodes past where I was. And I was like, oh, he's watching this. And so I'd have to skip back. And my son didn't realize
that's when he got grounded for watching it without you.
You watched this with me, dang it. So, yeah, no, I was like, okay, nope. I finally thought of one that I was legitimately upset. Now, granted, I think I was in high school at the time. Aragon, the movie Aragon.
I remember when that came out.
That one made me angry because I loved those books. And they...
Oh, those are good books.
They made a crappy movie out of it.
It was a crazy ending. But
I think that was one of those series I didn't get into because I didn't want... It was before I got into audiobooks. So maybe I have a chance now.
Oh, the audiobooks are terrible. Don't do the audiobooks.
Well, I mean, okay, you're really helping my case because I don't want to read a book that big.
The dragon's voice drove me nuts.
Oh, really?
I hated it.
I don't remember. I was fine with it. The way that book ended, I really like the way that Christopher Paolini like explained it. Because he's like, when I was 16 and I created this world, I didn't realize that I basically made somebody who was all powerful and that would never be able to be like defeated. And that's really kind of ridiculous to do to a main character. And so he had to figure out a way to make it so that he could be brought back down out of being all powerful. And I thought it was really kind of masterful the way he did it. But yeah. Yeah. It just makes you appreciate it more, in my opinion.
That's true.
I want to read those again.
Another one that gave me nerd rage was The Bourne Identity. And it was kind of for the same reason as Aragon, because I read the book and I loved the book, and this was not the book. And so I was angry about it. And it took me years to realize, it's not the book, but it's probably a better story. But, you know, I was blinded by nerd rage. Okay. You finally got me to admit that I've had nerd rage. I don't feel like I have time to have nerd rage. There's just too much out there now. Just too much out there. Completing our protagonist podcast host questions, we've got Joe Dorowski from the Protagonist Podcast. Has doing a weekly podcast about fandom changed your own fandom? I think the answer to that is yes. I hate fans. Like, not all fans.
I hate fans, and that's why I talk about fandoms.
But the people who freak out about the tiniest little changes, I'm like, really? Get a life. I mean, it's kind of what we were talking about with Nerd Rage. So that's my answer to that one. And do you think about things differently? I don't think that I do, except for now box office scores and movie news.
yeah, that's kind of in the front.
Now I'm in a competition about it. But yeah.
It's funny. It's a competition we have no control over. Exactly.
And it's also a competition that we don't win anything for other than bragging rights. But yet we're all just like...
Those are the best kind of rights. Except for maybe water rights.
So my first thought when he said this was, now I watch trailers sometimes.
When we make...
That's true.
Whereas I would never watch them before, and it's partially so we have something to talk about other than the fact that I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I gave up on that. I'm going to watch trailers.
And then I also honestly feel like there's a lot of fandoms that I never, ever would have even seen without being here. So, yes, it did change my view on fandoms because I never would have even thought that I'd want to write fan fiction or, you know, watch a movie that we've talked about or a series. You know, I might have come around to it in another way, but there's a lot of stuff. And there's been so many times that we've been talking about random stuff and either of you will say, oh, and I thought about it this way. And I was like, I never have thought about it that way. And it's changed my perception of the way that Star Wars is to me or anything. So it definitely has changed my view because I'm talking about it with other people all the time. And, you know, that rubs off on you.
That is definitely a fair point. And in at least at work, a lot of people will talk to me about all the nerdy stuff now because they know, hey, he's a big nerd about this stuff. He even does a podcast. And so it has presented more opportunities for me to talk to other people, not just you guys, about these things. Jeff, what about you?
My boss keeps threatening to call in. And every time I tell him that's not how it works.
I need to get a number so he can call in.
If you insist, but he'd have to, you know, to make sure he has to create
just to
some
a
sort
recording
of
or something.
Oh, he wouldn't know how to do that.
Like he's, a phone so a phone thing that like,
he's still asking me on smartphone etiquette, you know, like just it's your phone. Do whatever you want.
What was anyway, yeah. What did he say? What did he say? Like he had to log into his phone and so he turned it off or something. What was the
he wanted to download Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah,
and
that's what it was.
He didn't have his Apple. He didn't know his Apple ID, and so he deleted it.
Well, you have to do Google, or you have to do Niantic.
Like I learned recently, update on this story. He hasn't connected his phone to an Apple ID at all. So he and then he finally had to because it wasn't working. It wasn't letting him do anything else. So yeah, he's crazy
because he doesn't want to be on the grid.
He does. He has told me I do not trust the internet.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Sorry, I don't know. I don't have much. You guys, it is nice to have a different outlet than the same. I mean, obviously, it is just the same two people every week that I'm talking to, but it is.
But it's the same two people opinion. Who care about the things you're talking about.
Yeah.
Whereas, like with my wife, I would talk about all this stuff, and she'd be like, "So."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few times my mom would ask me a question about The Flash. And I would answer it. And then at the end of it, I realized, so the short answer is he's the bad guy. I just realized I've been talking.
Well, on Earth 2, this and this
yeah.
and this.
Well, I would be like, he's the bad guy because, and then go into why he's being bad. And then just like, yeah, short answer. In the answer short that you answer, actually yes. care about. Yeah. That's so it's nice to be able to actually talk about stuff. Anyway.
All right. Whoa, this is getting to be a supersized episode here, guys. So let's try to turn this into a lightning round. Okay. We're going to skip up or question two from him. What are the moments from your last 149 that stand out? Because we kind of talked about that.
We kind of talked about
callbacks and stuff.
Yeah, we did that one.
Okay.
I want to bring up question three.
Okay. All right. What is the most frustrating behind the scenes moment as you've tried to keep a weekly, now twice weekly release schedule?
So this doesn't have to do with the weekly thing, but for
just frustrating moment,
something that was kind of frustrating is occasionally Nick will see something without me. And that sounds mean, but like Nick and I do see a lot of movies. We talk about this together. We saw Spider-Man, we saw this and after Rogue One, this is the most standout equivalent. He saw Rogue One, and as you ask a friend and a family member, oh, what'd you think? And he looked me in the eye and he goes, you'll have to wait for the podcast. And I was just like, just shut up. I was just like, and I'm done talking to you tonight.
And the reason why is because I didn't want to give him any spoilers.
I had seen it.
Like, legitimately.
Oh, for the conversation, no. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the podcast. You didn't want to spoil the podcast. So here's the interesting thing. Like, we bottle up these things. Like, when we talk off microphone, we don't talk about any of this stuff anymore. Because then that's when the interesting conversation happens. Yeah. And everyone listening would be bored if we were like, hey, Nick, do you remember when we were talking about this the other day? And, wasn't that such a good, clever thought?
Yeah, wasn't that a clever anecdote?
Yeah, we need to have the clever thoughts on the
air. Catch the lightning in the bottle again.
So yeah.
Yeah, and there's been times where we've like talked about stuff before the podcast, and then we try to talk about it again. It just doesn't work. We should have just not talked about it before. And so, Mario, unfortunately, anyway, you know, like I'm just trying to.
What was that, Jeff? What was the most recent example?
I just remember I think we had Joe on. I believe we were talking about Super Mario Brothers for some reason, and we discovered that I was only days old when that movie came out. But when we tried to recreate that again while recording, it just fell flat and pointless. So it was like, yeah, some things you got to save for recording.
Yeah, I actually try to record a backup conversation of things that are actually like before I even hit record in our web-based recording software. I've got recording going on and I try to capture every moment because I found that
that happens
sometimes. When that happens, the best recording is the first one. So like if I really needed to, I've got a bunch of blackmail on Nick and Jeff that I could pull out of all sorts of places. So yeah.
But the whole, is it frustrating to do twice weekly? It's actually, doing twice weekly is kind of nice because we can do the news and be like, you know what? It's late. You want to do the topic tomorrow?
Yeah. Maybe we should have done that tonight.
Eh, nah.
Yeah.
It's only 1 a.m.
It's only 1 a.m. Yeah.
This wouldn't be the latest we've recorded.
No, it's not. And the editing is a lot easier because the news section is usually a little shorter, and so it's easier for me to get that first one out. And if you notice, the discussion sometimes goes a little longer, like tonight, and maybe instead of coming out on Friday, it comes out on Saturday. But then I have that entire week to work on that discussion, and hopefully I can get things done. So the twice weekly has made it easier to actually get out. I'm going to say the most frustrating behind the scenes thing this year, or in the past 150 episodes, is the fact that both Christmas and New Year's Eve were on, or Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve were on the days that we normally record.
Yeah.
For the record, I was like super available to record. I don't know if you guys were.
To be honest, I was not. I recorded the things that I put out at weird random times.
That's fair.
So,
as I was saying that, I realized, oh wait, the world doesn't revolve around you, Jeff.
I think that's been the most frustrating thing about trying to keep this twice weekly release schedule.
Although I do like the twice weekly banked episodes must be really nice.
Yeah, Protagonist Podcast banks their episodes.
That would definitely be nice.
But you know what, with our discussion episodes, we can kind of bank those. If you look at the celebrity interviews that I finally got out from Comic-Con as one of those holiday specials, that was something that was banked since September.
Yeah, you've had that one for a little while.
I've been sitting on that. Hadn't gotten it finished editing. Finally got it out. And so I think our discussion portion will be easier. Maybe we need to look at that in the future and to record a couple episodes on a weekend and then just have them for when emergency strike.
Yeah, that would require forethought. And where's the fun in that?
Yeah, that's not how we operate. We have a loose framework now that we're going to start implementing here pretty soon. But
oh, yeah, we did that. Huh?
As of this last week, it was literally, hey, next week's 150. What should we do? And
hey, I've been thinking about it for a little while.
That's true. You guys have.
And I have been bringing up ideas.
Yep. And I think this one was a success. Okay, so much for lightning round, right?
Okay. Sorry, not to cut you off, but
all right. Okay, so Jared. Jared wrote in on Patreon. He said, question for you, what movies would you want to see remade that Michael Bay doesn't have a part in? So what movie would you like to see a remake on without Michael Bay? I'm going to go with the original Transformers.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't the obvious answer Transformers?
Or Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles could be an obvious answer. Too.
Michael Bay only produced that movie.
He wants to see remade that Michael Bay doesn't have.
That Michael Bay won't
have his hand in. Movies that.
I'm implying, I'm taking
see,
the question
I thought,
as...
I thought the question said, don't choose Michael Bay movies.
Oh, well, no, I'm interpreting
that's
it
the way
as,
I
this is going to get
it.
Reboot, but it's going to get rebooted right. It's not going to get rebooted
with
explosions.
Without Michael Bay.
Yeah, I see this as a, hey, let's see a, because later on in his comments, he talks about how he hopes that Michael Bay never touches Robotech, which is a cartoon
yes,
that
never,
both
ever.
He and I love.
Or Voltron.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
Robot Jocks.
We need better Transformers movies, but unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get them because if a serious director says, "Hey, I want to make a Transformers movie," everyone's going to be like, "Oh, geez, another Transformers movie."
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a few years before Transformers movies or anything.
What about like G.I. Joe?
The G.I. Joe movies are fine.
The last
exactly
one was
what
good.
They are exactly what they are.
I like the Channing Tatum G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that
I
one
paid
wasn't good.
Nothing
or
to see it.
Bad.
A friend gave it to me, so like you know, it's fine. It's
and
a,
if
it's
you
a
know,
I remember that they said Kung Fu Grip and like GI and stuff, and so I was happy.
They
I
did
that.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll take your word on it.
He says he has realistic hair.
Oh, okay. I think.
And
I
was just like, yes, that's all I needed. I'm happy. The end.
See, I'm at the point though where I don't actually want to see movies remade. I would love some new content.
Well, tough. So, we don't have. There is no such thing as new content anymore. All the ideas are thought of.
See, and the thing is like I would have said like Daredevil the movie, but now we have good Daredevil, and we're getting all the superhero movies.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
All right.
Transformers is the obvious answer, and Ninja Turtles.
Yep. So these next set of questions come in from William. First question made famous by the popular Philip K. Dick story, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? So do androids dream of electric sheep?
Only if it's in their programming.
No, they don't. They don't.
I'm going to say if it's a full-blown android with some artificial intelligence in there, I'm going to say, yeah, they could dream of electric sheep. They could dream of.
I'm only saying no because I don't support Blade Runner. Dumb movie.
All right.
Then. Still have never seen it. Any of them.
Well, you've heard my opinions.
And after your riveting review, I was like, I don't know if I care.
You might like 2049, but I'm not going to force it on you. I'm not going to say. You heard my review.
Yep.
Hey Jeff,
this makes me think this. Well, the electric sheep makes me think of iRobot, which is a great movie. But why 42? Because they never. The question was too confusing. It wasn't really a question. It was just a bunch of words. That's not the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Isn't a question.
There was some meme rolling around that had like some like, oh, he was a genius because of this and this and this and this, and then like there was actually an interview with Douglas Adams where he stated why he chose 42, and he said, because it was the most ridiculous thing I could think of.
Okay.
It wasn't because of like some secret mystery that 42 is actually this and this, and it means this and all this jazz.
I took the birth date of the first president of the
this and that. There's all these. He said, I just wanted to think of the most ridiculous thing that somebody could say, and a number was that, and I chose 42.
Okay.
All right, so that's why
I was like, oh. Yep.
So speaking of a creator, his next question is, if an author dies, should their estate allow their fandom to continue? And before you answer, I would like to point out the most important part about this question is not whether the estate can continue to allow their fandom to continue. It is that his question is, if an author dies, which tells me that William has a way to escape death. And death is optional.
Okay, Brandon's getting a little loopy. So
it might be a little late for us. So
but assuming that let's take this question.
So
assuming,
let's assume William does not have the way the elixir of life.
He has.
So he has. So let's read this as when an author dies.
Nicholas Flamel's
philosopher's
stone.
But I like that if he may have let out a little more than he meant to.
Are we talking about testimony so that they take a snapshot of them at the end? Okay. I support it 100%.
Yeah.
See,
because the Wheel of Time was made better because Robert Jordan passed away and somebody took over. It does sound mean, but I was a little tired of listening to him talk about every woman's heaving bosom.
Okay.
He talks about their bosoms a lot. And it is kind of apparent that Robert Jordan had a very interesting idea about how to write women, and every single one of them was primarily flawed in a very, very crazy way, like in Wheel of Time. Issues. He had, and like literally the only woman that he would speak to was his wife and editor. And that's the same person. So when Brandon Sanderson took over, he was able to flesh out the characters then more than just one note, that this is exactly how this woman always is, no matter what. So just on that example alone of the Wheel of Time being made so much better, unfortunately, that's mean to say, I would say yes.
You know what? After listening to your argument there and thinking about it for a minute, I think I might agree with you. I'm thinking specifically about Lord of the Rings, because Lord of the Rings, we didn't get any extra material. However, if their estate said, no, we're not doing anything new Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Rings is out, J.R.R. Tolkien has passed away, we're not doing anything else with this, we wouldn't have gotten the movies. And think about how many people the movies brought into reading the books.
I didn't know they were books, honestly, when they came out.
Oh, that's funny. But also, Peter Jackson took a lot of liberties in the way that the story was told.
Left out a bunch of things.
Added a little bit of backstory to places where there were plot holes, because it was written like a textbook and not actually a story. And so, yeah, for sure, that's a great example. And I thoroughly believe that, I mean, as fans, I mean, even us, that...
Well, not I mean, us, yeah, they but...
But, I mean, we've done stuff. Like, we've talked about, like, oh, if they could do this in Star Wars, it would be amazing. And we have good ideas about stuff.
Yeah, okay. We do.
I have good ideas. You don't. But
okay,
then,
fair enough.
I'm just kidding. So, but there's so many different there's so many brilliant ideas that other people can have, that a creator, if they create something that is amazing, like, you know, Harry Potter or Star Wars or Star Trek, there's so many stories that other people can tell with that same thing that maybe the original creator wouldn't be able to tell. So, because of other people's experiences. Now, you're going to get garbage too, but...
Yeah, some of it, if you allow that to continue, will be terrible. There are so many works out there that will bear that. But
I mean, how many people have written about Batman and there's been a bad Batman story, and then there's been amazing Batman stories? I mean, it's just kind of the same principle, right? Like, if nobody could write about Superman, you know, like, yeah,
that's true.
Ridiculous. That's a ridiculous idea.
Jeff, what are your opinions? You've kind of been quiet.
It's just because the major examples, and I can't think of any that has been a problem. So I say sure, go for it. Yeah.
Quick answer. All right. Well, William's next question to us is, how do you guys know each other? And I'm going to, as the least connected one out of the three of us, I'm going to say I went to high school and junior high with Nick's wife, and so Nick married Lena, and Lena introduced him to me and was all like, hey, I'm marrying this guy. And I was like, really? Okay. And yeah, that's how I met Nick.
That was Jeff's reaction. Really? In fact, the whole family was.
Okay, Nick, the first time.
Now you do realize you can do
that. The first time that I met you, Lena's like, I think you guys were fiancés at the time. This is my fiance,
oh,
Nick.
Really?
And it was somebody had just come home. And we had a big old party
from
their mission, and we big old party, and we were all talking to each other, having a good time. And you were there with, I can't remember who else was doing it, but there was like two of you, and you were playing, and you were playing on a Nintendo DS Pokemon. And so my first introduction to you was like, we're all trying to be grown-ups, and we're just at the stage of our life where we're like, we're responsible. And then Lena's like, I'm marrying that guy, and you're playing your Nintendo DS. I'm like,
you guys had just got home from your missions and stuff. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, we're going out into the world. And I was like, I've been home for 4 years, man. I'm playing on my DS.
Yep. Responsibility's overrated.
Screw y'all. I'm playing games.
That's awesome. I didn't know that story. Yep. That's funny.
So that's how I know Nick. And then Jeff, I know Jeff because I went to high school and junior high with Jeff's sister. I know that sounds really familiar story, doesn't it? But I think the first time that I like physically met you, like where we had conversations, was at Comic-Con or at FanX when I had a booth there, and you were hanging out with Nick and Lena, and they came up to my booth, and we started.
I bought a Power Ranger Morpher from you.
Power Ranger Morpher, some Hydra stuff. It's like you like those things.
Yep. You gave me a magnet of the Star Trek Next Generation insignia, which I gave to my mother.
That's right.
I don't know what she did.
They were actually really crappy. Like, it was an early 3D printer, and I'm all like, my only hope here is that they're 3D printed, and I hope people think that that's cool.
The gimmick of a 3D printer is what brought us there.
Yep.
I mean, brought people there. I went there because the fam. Anyway. Yep, that's how we know each other. One big, happy, dysfunctional family.
I just always remember Brandon because Lena's like, oh yeah, that's my big Asian friend.
Yep, I'm the one big Asian in
Ushio.
Utah. Actually, there's two of us. The other one's my brother.
I mean, you're kind of unforgettable. I mean, you have a presence.
I do.
So, and so I always knew that Lena was friends with
a big Asian guy,
Brandon. And then when, and then 5 year reunion, your guys' 5 year reunion, I remember that you guys were all there, and I was like, oh yeah, and
you're like, you guys are so young, babies.
Well, no, but it was just, I have never gone to mine, and I've wanted to. It's just always been like my sister's getting married or something ridiculous.
You can only use that excuse so many times.
Well, it depends on the sister.
Yep. exactly. But, there's always been circumstances where it's like, I can't go. One of them was that, like, it was super expensive, and I was like, I'm not paying $300 to go to my freaking 5 year reunion or something.
Yeah, one time.
And we were poor.
One time they wanted to go to a restaurant where it was going to be like $100 a plate, and we're like, nope, we're out.
I had to pay $5 for my family, for my high school reunion, for my 5 year.
I remember that. And then when we see you at Comic-Con, you know, it was like, oh, Brandon. Now I have more things to talk to you about.
Yeah, and that really was it, because it was like, oh, this is Nick's, or this is Lena's husband who plays Pokemon. That was like the only thing that I associated with you for a while until Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So. And in case you...
First time I met Jeff, he was organizing pennies.
I was?
He was organizing pennies into the shape of the Fantastic Four symbol.
Oh, God, that's when you met me. I remember doing that. I remember doing that because I would get
and I was like, this is, I was like, this is awesome. Like, you know, and me being like, oh, I need to impress the family and stuff. But even then, I was like, oh, good. I have somebody that is kind of my kind here in this family. I was like, well, Lena, obviously, because she's a nerd. I love her to death. But I was like, oh, yeah,
good
I
answer, can. Nick.
Hang out with somebody else in this family.
That's too funny.
And so, and yeah,
I remember.
And we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh too. Like, we'd play Yu-Gi-Oh a lot. Like, once I found out that he liked Yu-Gi-Oh and playing that sort of thing, I was like, dude, I'm totally down. Let's play it. So we would play Yu-Gi-Oh a lot. And Jeff was like 13 or 12 or
how long ago?
Me and Lena met in 2004.
So how long?
13
ago?
Years. 14 years.
So
14 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
well,
10.
Me and Lena have been married. No, me and Lena have been married 11 years.
I've been married for 10.
And then we dated. And then we dated for 2 years before that.
So I was not yet a teenager.
In 2004, in 2004 is when me and Lena met. So. Then we were married in 2006. So, I mean, you can do the math on how old you were at that time. And it was actually February, but I didn't meet Lena's family when we first started dating for like 4 months because she was embarrassed.
Yep.
She didn't want.
Well, I might
be. She was embarrassed of. No, I mean, she says she was embarrassed of her family because she was afraid that her dad would scare me off.
She was embarrassed of Jeff because she's like, he's so young.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff. Why. So
I just remember the Fantastic Four penny thing. I was like, that's,
yeah, I remember
that's awesome.
That. If so, I have pictures of that, I'll find them somewhere. I remember I took pictures of each of those.
All right. Do you have any embarrassing stories about me or Nick that you want to share? Since I talked about Nick's Pokemon and Nick talked about your,
I think that's awesome.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's.
Nick, you can't embarrass Nick.
That's true.
Like that's, he owns there's it. Nothing he can be embarrassed about.
Except for like being racist. I have legitimately embarrassed
him. Hey, this
about
one time
that.
I saw yeah, that Nick all was normal and was respectable and wasn't being a nerd.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No, there are definitely times that I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I believe you are capable of it, but anything I would try to pull up, you would be able, you have the ability to deflect.
Oh, yeah, that was good times. So, okay, next question is, how have you gone to 150 episodes when so many others quit after 10? I'm interested 10. In your guys' response, because you guys are about at 100 episodes with us.
Yeah, we were not.
I'm more than that.
Yeah, I passed 100 as well.
It was like 30. I was like on at 32 or something.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, for the vast majority of this, you guys have been here. So why do you guys keep coming back?
I don't know. Wait, I have an option to not? See ya.
No, you don't. It's 1:30 in the morning. I don't have to be here.
I mean, although bed sounds nice, but.
I think it's because I legitimately enjoy it. I love doing it. And it's definitely an outlet, and it's a way for me to learn about new stuff, and I'm always looking for ways to do that. Yep. So,
I definitely know that I like to learn how to do new things, and that's one of the huge reasons why I did this. Like, I was like, I don't know how to how I would do a podcast. What's all involved? Let's figure it out. And so I did that, and as you can tell by the podcast, I still don't know what I'm doing. So I still haven't finished learning. So that's why I'm still here.
You know more than I do.
I don't know. Some days. But no, like it's fun.
I'm gonna get kind of cheesy for a second, but my answer has been updated during this episode, mostly because of the Funko Pop question from Wendy. You know, there's someone out there who I do not know. Like, I have not met this person. I don't know who you are, Wendy. Then that sounds mean. But no, like, and that person took the time to write a question specifically to me. And I mean, you know, so it's like, oh, there are people out there who actually do listen to this. It's not just me talking into a microphone. I mean, hell, I don't even know if you guys are even real. I mean, I'm looking at a screen with two pictures. So it's like, you know, it's someone is actually listening to this for some reason.
I think the other thing is that I really do feel like, even though sometimes it doesn't come through, is that we really do get along and we are friends. And that makes it fun for me, at least. At least I consider both of you some of my best friends. And
it's really touching for Brandon, sad about me.
That I consider you one of my best friends?
Yeah, because you know,
what can you, like a brother can't be your best friend?
In my family, no.
Well, and that's true. But the thing is, I mean, you do also need to remember, Jeff, that I grew up in a house of estrogen.
Yes, I'm aware.
And so I've always wanted to have a brother that, you know, I could talk about and hang out with and stuff. And so it's really cool that I do. That I have a brother-in-law. So,
see, here's what sucks is my cold makes me really want to sniffle right now, but it's a different context.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, not to get too sappy, but you know, I mean, I think that we get along and we have fun, and if we didn't, it would make it hard. I mean, it would be a chore. It'd be like, oh crap, I have to record with that jerk face again.
Well, and I think that's why so many others don't quit feel that after way. 10. Because you have to really enjoy the people that you are talking with. You have to really enjoy the topic that you're talking about. And then you have to really, on my part of it at least, you have to really enjoy the technical aspect. Because there's a lot of technical stuff. Because let's face it, we're a comic book podcast. We are a small fish in a big pond. And so we're not really making
or
that
one
much.
Of 1 billion.
Yeah, we're not really making like lots of money. If we were a podcast that was making money, that was a business, I could
saying that we're not making lots of money implies we're making any money.
we've got patrons. We've got patrons. So, but I, you know, if we were making enough money to pay $15 a half hour, I could send this off to an editor to be done, and it would be easier to keep going. But it's kind of the perfect storm of we like each other. We're capable of doing lots of different things together. I mean, Nick's touched up a bunch of logo stuff for us. He printed banners. Jeff has brought in a whole nother aspect that neither Nick or I have. And I'm kind of a textbook narcissist. I think people want to listen to what I have to say. I mean, it's just a perfect storm right there. So I think there's, it's just fun. Like when you boil it down, it's just fun. I love the fact that there are people out there who I have met through this podcast, whether they're a listener, other podcasters, you know, William, how often do we talk about William and Wendy now? And, you know, I'll let you know,
Joe
secret,
and Todd,
Joe and Todd, and you know, Jared and Colton, I actually work
Amy
with
Champion,
but, you know, Amy, I would never have met Amy except for through this podcast. So
Sarah,
yeah. All sorts of meeting people has been a huge part of this. So, okay. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it has just been rewarding personally. And then it's been fun at Comic-Con to be able to walk up to a celebrity and be like, hey, can I do an interview? You were this one guy in this cartoon, weren't you? And no, you were not. You were somebody
one
completely
time.
Different.
You got the anime right, at least.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
All right, we really got to rocket through the rest
of
these.
Yeah, we do. Okay, what language do you wish you knew?
A second one.
I wish I knew Japanese. There's a lot of media out there in Japanese.
I second that.
Okay.
Because I know Spanish, so Japanese.
What's your ideal mutant superpower?
Shapeshifting.
Stealing other people's powers.
Ooh, that's good. Telekinesis, because you can do a lot of stuff with telekinesis.
Or being a gravity spiker in the Grim Noir. Anyway.
What fandom universe would you like to live in?
I think we already answered that question.
Yeah, we've already talked about that.
Which one would you never, ever, ever visit?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yep. that was the exact
Yeah, Hunger Games.
We're not going
or Mad Max.
I'm gonna skip the March Madness question because I don't have a March Madness bracket ever.
Mount St. Mary's Methodist.
Basketball's dumb.
All right, why did we start a podcast? Because
I don't know if they're in the game, but
DC or Marvel,
whatever one's better.
Yeah. Okay. I gravitate towards Marvel in most things.
It depends on the context.
Except for when I have to pick a book for a desert island.
Marvel for movies.
That's the thing.
DC
my favorite
TV.
Character is from like Batman from DC, but I prefer Marvel stories most of the time.
Marvel for movies, TV for DC, whatever I'm reading for comics.
Okay. Do you speak any other languages?
Nick speaks Spanish.
Spanish.
C++, HTML, CSS, JavaScript.
No, real languages. I insulted
speak.
Your entire employment.
No. I also speak Cobraese.
I have a minor in that.
So
there you go.
What is your lottery dream?
I would make a house that had a studio at the top of it, where it would be kind of like a tower, like Merlin's Tower or something, and that's where I would paint, and it would be like a lighthouse, so I could just see all the way around me, and just paint up there, and then I'd probably just have a nice big TV where I could just watch all of my cool stuff, and I'd probably buy a Mustang because that's my favorite car, and that would be that's all I'd need. That's my lottery.
If I had $250 million plus, I would want to start a nerd mall. I would want to open up a place where people can bring, basically the only stores in there are fandom related stores, and no matter what the fandom, like I would be completely cool with like a sports store.
A mall then. A mall.
No. We're not doing JCPenney's.
No department stores.
We're not doing
There are
H&M's out.
Someone who gets
no H&M is out.
Someone who gets a kick out of shopping. The same
the Disney
joy
store would
get.
Be there. The Microsoft store, the Apple store. Like
and in the middle of it, I would have a podcast studio where people could come and record their podcasts and I could help them start their podcasts.
Good luck with that.
So,
A-team van, pay off family debts. I don't know. Fund a lot of stuff on Kickstarter.
All right.
That'd be fun. Just to pick random stuff on Kickstarter that's not doing great and be like, congratulations, you're funded.
1 million!
Oh, you only have one backer? Congratulations, you're funded.
Let's see. Animes that you are currently watching. I don't know that any of us are watching animes.
I have been watching Over Again, Fairy Tail, because it's one of my favorites.
Really? I could not get into I really
love Fairy Tail. It's very much like Naruto, but just different people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. I actually have been watching Naruto, but I stopped and went back to Fairy Tail because I enjoy it more.
I'm open to suggestions.
I just like the characters better.
I'm open to suggestions of anime. Side note, I'm not reading subtitles.
Yeah, that's my thing, is I only like dubbed.
Yeah.
Too. I'm weird, like, and that's because of the way that I watch TV.
I'm
always doing something else: drawing, painting, playing video games, making dinner.
So, like, my anime, probably the last one that I watched, the last one that I watched the whole series on. I've dipped into a couple things. Probably Sword Art Online. It's basically about somebody who gets trapped in there. The first half was really cool. The second half, when it got all romancy, I kind of lost me. And then there's a second season that I haven't watched. Oh no, I watched part of it, and it had the same thing. The first half was cool, and then when it got to the romancy part, I'm like, yeah, this is dumb. But that is what it is. It's an anime. What do you expect from that? Okay, let's see. Who is your waifu? Waifu is what character would you be married to in fandom?
Or you're attracted to.
I don't see how that's any of your business.
But it's not live, though. It has to be a cartoon.
Yeah. So a fictional character from non-live action visual media, typically an anime, manga, or video game, that one is attracted to and considers a significant other. I haven't.
My first reaction was Belle. She's wife material.
I watched that today.
But
the classic cartoon.
But if we're not, and that's Disney. But if we're still doing Disney, and I just want somebody that I'm attracted to, I would say Jessica Rabbit.
Okay, you're becoming a stereotype of yourself.
I know, but that's also also just to add to this, all of my sisters have a Disney princess. And when they asked Lena who her Disney princess was, she looked them straight in the eye and said, Jessica Rabbit. Because that was the Disney princess she wanted to be. Now, since then, she has adopted Merida from Brave because she loves.
Because she's a redhead who don't take no guff from nobody.
But she loves Jessica Rabbit as well. And so in a funny way, I'm just saying my wife already.
I don't All have right. an answer to this. It's weird. Sorry, I'm
Princess Leia.
Jeff is not attracted to cartoons.
Does it have to be a cartoon? I mean, it usually is, but
that's what I've always. It's a non-fiction or a fictional character that is not live action, so it's not a human. Like, so it could be comics.
Elastigirl.
That's a good choice. I would also say Aunt Cass from Big Hero 6.
Oh yeah.
She is awesome.
Yeah, okay. So,
she can cook. She's
I don't know, you
she's
could
smart,
you could pretty much
funny.
Pick any
she's,
of the Disney princesses. I mean they are all wife material, right?
Yeah, that got awkward real quick. Next question.
Considering half of them are teenagers, yeah, I got
real quick. Okay. I keep messing up on the part. Like, all right, I'm going to stop before I say anything else.
I'll stop while you're behind.
Snow White, she's 15. No,
Ariel's 14.
You are so not helping your case.
All right, Firefly is blank.
Canceled.
Over.
I'm sad it's over.
Firefly is.
Brilliant.
I'm sad it's over.
Brilliant.
It's true. Animation, is it a genre or a medium?
Yes.
That was my question. That was my answer. Yes. Can be both. Why does
I'm
going to
say it's a medium because think about all the different genres that you can have in animation.
That's fair.
So, then Furikuri season 2, any thoughts?
What?
FLCL.
What is
it's a Japanese show. It's an anime.
Never heard of it.
So
congratulations on season 2.
Adult Swim. It was really kind of, I watched the first season on Adult Swim and thought it was really cool. I had no idea there was a second season. Is there a second season? I don't know. Maybe that's why that's the question.
I thought that you just sneezed or something.
What can seem tight.
I thought that he was like quoting the Flight of the Conchords when they say footy fa fa.
So
their song footy fa fa fa.
Yeah, it's an anime. I enjoyed it. It was weird. There were weird things in there, but it was cool. I think that it might be one worth watching. I think it's on Netflix. So when you got some downtime, there's some footy quitty for you to watch.
Wait, what was that?
Footy quitty.
That's an awesome word. I'm going to just start saying it randomly. Footy quitty, footy quitty.
So
footy quitty.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you really want to do Englishize, it's fooly cooly, but footy quitty. So the actual translation is footy quitty. So yeah. Okay. So we made it through the list of questions. I hope I got them all into this doc. If we missed any, let us know. We'll answer them in subsequent episodes. And we're probably going to revisit some of these for some of our fun discussions. If you liked this episode, thank you, because you're the one who helped us create this.
If you're mad that it's long, it's your own fault.
Thank you for sending in questions. I didn't think that people liked us that much. You like us. You really do. All right. You can tell it's getting late.
That is an old reference.
So if you enjoyed what you heard, head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast and let us know by becoming a patron. We rely on listeners like you to help keep this going. You guys have heard the spiel before. If you can't do the $1 a month, you can send us feedback@fandompodcast.com. You can send us in your questions. This is something I think we could continue. Like if we get enough questions continually on an ongoing basis, we could make this a segment on the show. Just saying. We have Facebook, which is facebook.com/fandompodcast. We have a Twitter account @fandomcast. And don't forget, we're giving a Funko Pop giveaway because that is Jeff's thing. To have Funko Pops, and it's my thing to be all like, Jeff, I'm taking a Funko Pop.
I'm holding a Funko Pop right now.
If
two,
you can
actually
guess what Funko Pop Nick is holding, congratulations. I mean,
you get a over the internet high five.
If you can guess, right, what you need to do is take your arm, reach around your shoulder, and just pat yourself on the back.
I have six. Oh wait, no, if we're not including all of Lena's.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm kidding. I'm not going to count them right now.
I have six.
Congratulations.
And they're from 1, 2, 3, four different fandoms.
Oh, geez, we're breaking them into fandoms now?
I'll
build a spreadsheet later. I don't have time for this.
And Lena does have a Jessica Rabbit Funko Pop.
That she does.
It's one of,
I had to drive, one of the ones we I have. Didn't have to, but Lena let me drive her car in high school when you guys went to Chicago, and there was a sticker that said, I'm not bad, I just drive that way.
And it's still on that car.
Oh, that's
because
right.
My sister owns that car.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway,
yep, still on
it's,
there.
It's okay. I think we've officially derailed.
Completely derailed. But we're still talking about Funko Pops. We're giving one away on Valentine's Day. If you want to be entered to win that Funko Pop, go over to patreon.com/fandompodcast, sign up, and you will be entered to win. If you want to help support us via affiliate links, check out the show notes or go to fandompodcast.com/support. We got the Audible, CBS, Amazon affiliate links all in there. And until next time.
No wittiness today. I'm just thanking everybody for your questions. It was awesome. Thanks.
It is 1:41 a.m. This better be a really good episode.
May the fandom be with you.
I love you.